Mr. Murray, I think you saw the roof on your house about 10 or 12 years ago.
Yes, you did.
Recently, you had a little storm damage on that roof, didn't you?
I sure did.
Can you tell what happened?
Yeah, Mr. Person come out and repaired my roof and didn't charge me anything.
And you haven't had any problems since we did a repair?
I sure haven't.
Even though your warranty was out, we still came out and took care of your roof.
Right.
We try to service our customers, and if you would like to have a new roof, call us at 361-7127. That's Person Roofing at 361-7127. All phases of roofing. Thank you.
Are you one of those people who look at somebody who's big boned and think that's just a euphemism for Twinkie enriched? Are you sick of the idea that we can go to war in Serbia and bomb the crud out of them, but we should stay out of Iraq? If the whole entire pop culture thing, Britney Spears, Super Bowl commercials, and all that stuff gets on your nerves, well, guess what? It gets on mine, too. So if you want someone to listen and understand, listen to me, Brett Rosen, every Tuesday, 10 a.m. on WGNU, 920 a.m.
Connect Care, still connected to the community. Sometimes it seems like things are changing so fast that it's hard to keep up and hard to keep track. At ConnectCare, we want you to know that, yes, there have been some changes, and yes, we are still connected to the community. At ConnectCare, we still have a retail pharmacy open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. At ConnectCare, we still provide transportation to patients that qualify. At ConnectCare, we still provide access to in-house laboratory services. At ConnectCare, we still provide some of the region's best board-certified doctors. At ConnectCare, we still provide urgent care. And at ConnectCare, we still see patients on a sliding fee scale. Yes, changes have been made at ConnectCare, but we're still connected to you. ConnectCare, still connected to the community.
Yo, what's up? This is the Black Eyed Peas, and we're here for RAD, recording artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. Music is one of the most important things in our lives, but nothing is more important than life itself. So when you drink and drive, you're risking the life of yourself and the lives of everybody on the road. Don't plan to drive, just plan ahead.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
This is Mitch Washington of the St. Louis office of Edward Jones, located at 200 North Broadway downtown, inviting you to tune in to Radio Free St. Louis for the WGNU Stock Market Recap, weekday afternoons immediately following the 3:30 traffic update. Find out how your investments are doing and how the numbers on Wall Street are affecting you. That's the WGNU Stock Market Recap with me, Mitch Washington, weekday afternoons at 3:30 on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU.
Visit the Veterans Memorial Museum in Branson. Over 2,000 exhibits tell the stories of men and women who defended our freedoms during the wars of the 20th century. The Veterans Memorial Museum is a national tribute to our veterans and features the world's largest war memorial bronze statue. The Veterans Memorial Museum is easy to find. Just look for the full-size World War II P-51 Mustang fighter plane on West Highway 76 in Branson, Missouri. Call 417-336-2300.
If you're like me, you're looking for ways to save money on gas and help the environment. That's why you want to know about the EPA's smart driving tips. Tips that could give you more miles per gallon of gas and reduce air pollution. Like making sure your tires are properly inflated. And replacing your air filter regularly. Oh, where possible, accelerate and brake slowly. Slowly. And did you know that for every 5 miles you go over 65 miles per hour, it's like spending about 20 cents more per gallon of gas? Also, if you're shopping for a new car, look for the SmartWay certification mark to help you choose the cleanest, most efficient vehicle that meets your needs. If we each adopt just one of these tips, we'd get more miles for our money and breathe a little easier. For more tips and to compare cleaner, more efficient vehicles, visit epa.gov/smartway.
Ruff the crime dog here. I deal with a lot of criminal types, and lately, more of them are identity thieves, because identity theft is one of the fastest-growing crimes in America. So let's hear how they do it.
Identities are easy to catch online. I just go fishing for them. I send people an official-looking email pretending to be their bank or credit card company, and ask them to confirm their personal information. Hooks them every time.
Stealing folks' identity is as easy as standing behind them on the checkout line. When they open their wallets, I'm ready to take a picture of their driver's license with my cell phone camera. It's a snap.
You can learn a lot from the criminal mind, but you can learn even more from me. Safeguard your personal information on the phone, online, and especially around the house, because half of identity theft is committed by people you think you know. Take it from McGruff. Keep your identity to yourself and take a bite out of crime. For more information, visit the National Crime Prevention Council at ncpc.org.
A message from this station, the U.S. Department of Justice, Crime Prevention Coalition of America, and the National Crime Prevention Council.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me weekday afternoons from 2 to 4 on AM 920 WGNU. And I look forward to hearing from you. If you have problems with a personal, work, or family relationship, call me at 1-800-DR-LAURA. That's 1-800-DR-LAURA. For the issues that matter most. It's AM 920 WGNU. And for the personal issues that matter most, join me, Dr. Laura, now from 2 to 4 every weekday afternoon. Then go do the right thing.
Look at all the cars. Lots of colored cars. Now there's a blue one. Isn't it pretty? Ooh, look how fast that red one's going. It's red like that stop sign. Like my jacket.
This is a 38-year-old man.
My jacket's not a car, is it? Is my jacket a car? My jacket is red, but it doesn't go fast.
He may sound a little strange to you and me.
Vroom. Vroom, vroom.
But to his 2-year-old son, who's interested in cars and colors, he makes perfect sense.
That's the sound cars make.
When you talk with your child, you build vocabulary, and learning starts long before school does. So follow their lead. Take simple everyday moments, like eating dinner or just watching cars go by, and turn them into learning moments.
Ooh, look, red car!
Yes! That is moving awfully fast.
Blue car!
Yes! The man in the red car is about to meet the man in the blue car. Get himself a pretty pink ticket.
Turn everyday moments into learning moments. For more tips, go to bornlearning.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Remember when you saw the homeless woman in the snow and you almost volunteered to work in a soup kitchen? Or when you saw the news report about wounded soldiers and you almost visited the Veterans Hospital? Or when you almost brought dinner to your neighbor with AIDS? Remember all those times you almost helped? You meant to, but somehow you forgot. You were too busy, and it slipped your mind. Well, it's only human, this almost giving. But if you almost gave, there's a good chance everybody else almost gave, too. Which means it's quite possible there was no soup kitchen at all. That no one visited those vets. And that your neighbor never got that hot meal. Because almost giving is the same as not giving at all. Don't almost give. Give. To find out how, visit our website at don'talmostgive.org. This message brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Randy Graham.
And I'm Lizbeth Tan.
Join us Fridays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. for Animal Tales on AM 920 WGNU.
Randy and I discuss the issues that matter most to you and your animal companions,
such as animal welfare and environmental issues,
and answer your questions about pet care. It's 2 hours of fur, friends, and fun every week with me, Lizbeth Tan.
And me, Randy Graham. That's Animal Tales.
Fridays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on AM 920 WGNU.
Woof.
Time now for another edition of the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown. Views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or advertisers of WGNU Radio. This broadcast is a production of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio, and is intended solely for the information and entertainment of our listening audience. Any rebroadcast, transcribing, recording, or other use of this material without the expressed written consent of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio is strictly prohibited. We ask that you govern your calls within the bounds of brevity and good taste. And now, the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution.
Welcome, 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 welcome to the morning wake-up call. Say my name. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Oh, yes, we have much, much, much to talk about. Yep. What are we going to do? How are we going to do it? Well, we're going to start in the 9 o'clock hour. 9 o'clock hour, we're going to be talking. This is really kind of gross. It's really a gross thing. We're going to be talking about an undercover investigation. And we're going to Canada to do it. And we're going to look into the foie gras industry. What happens in that industry, how the animals are treated in that industry. It's sickening. Illegal practices, it's just amazing what people put animals through for some humans' desire for delicacies. It ain't nothing delicate about what's happening to animals as they provide foie gras. As they feed the foie gras appetite of the world. Then in the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to talk to the head of the Green Party, the media coordinator for the Green Party of the United States, Scott McLarty. We're going to be talking about the Green Party's open letter to Michael Moore. Democrats, what are their, talk to us. What are the Democrats' plans? Michael Moore has his movie out, Sicko. What's the Democratic plan for health care? We're going to be talking to the Green Party in the 8 o'clock hour about that. Then in the bottom of the 7 o'clock hour, we're going to be talking about, we live in a country where 9 million children do not have health insurance. They get sick. There's no place for them to go in America. We're going to be talking about that. Yes, indeed. Fasten your seatbelts. Oh, there's much, much, much conversation to be had this morning, this a.m. My name is Liz Brown. Get to me. David, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm outstanding.
Look, I want to commend you on your show Friday. I found it to be very interesting, and I had some comments about it.
The show that I did with with
so-called indigenous Indians.
And it wasn't that interesting.
Yeah, I got something that I want to share with the audience about that, though.
Okay, and let me bring the audience up to speed. We have a bill that's being pushed in Congress that would keep some tens of millions of dollars away from the Cherokee people, because they have decided to go and kick about several thousand people of African descent off of their roles as Cherokees, based upon a fairly racist and inaccurate list. So go ahead, David.
Yeah, look, first of all, I want to make a comparison before I throw down something that I think is very pertinent. One of the things that you mentioned, where you mentioned the Seminoles. Now, to be frank with you, there's no real tribe named Seminole. It's a Creek word for runaway.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's the problem. The problem is that a few years ago, that you had some so-called indigenous Seminoles saying that we don't want the blacks to have any of this $50 million that the United States government was going to give them. And what their claim was, well, they wasn't there when we were fighting here in the United States in Florida. Now, here's the big problem. There's a primary source that's out of the Missouri Historical Society. It's a letter from General Joseph, and it's direct. He says who he was fighting, and it was shocking to some people. And this is what he said. He said that you might be assured it's a Negro, not a Indian war. And he said that if you didn't put it down in a speedy-like manner, what was going to happen is you're going to have these slaves revolting all over the place. And then he said some other interesting things. Now, the thing about it is this. When you look at who comes over into the Americas first, it's not the so-called Mongoloid that comes over first. And for a reference point for this, you can look at Harold Gladman's work. He was a He's an anthropologist.
Anthropologist. Now you've got
you
me.
Too, huh?
Yeah, now you've got, what is it? What is it? Contagious?
Yeah.
Anthropologist.
Right, out of the United States. And he did some great work in finding many fossils here. And also we can look at the pooping skull that was found in Ecuador. The real deal is that there are two types of Africans that you find over in the Americas first. A Australoid type and a tritype that's derogatory. The derogatory name would be pygmy. And the problem is, I keep hearing this stuff about blood classification or whatever. I don't believe there is a blood test to determine who are the Indians, because if you look at it, the old pictures of so-called indigenous people, they real dark. They real black. And then later on, they lighten up. And, you know, the United States is so bogus because you hit this guy with some real good questions. It's the United States that wanted to classify Indians white to separate them from black folks.
Well, and then you also, if you notice that, I asked the question of, so how many white people were kicked off the rolls? How many Cherokees who had married white people, or who had not married but involved with white people, how many of them were kicked off the rolls, and none of them?
That was an interesting question.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you know, to go on with this, you know, first of all, even when you look at the civilizations, we all look at the Olmec civilization to be the mother or the parent civilization here in the Americas, and we definitely know what the Olmecs look like.
Mm-hmm.
So the problem is they start mentioning like the Freeman's Bureau. You know, really, a lot of these institutions we think are credited for doing so much for us. Basically, in a sense, they help put black people back into slavery to a certain degree. So I think when you look at what's happening with the Cherokees, they're doing the same thing that the Seminoles were doing. They're trying to keep as much money for themselves and not give black people any money.
And this wouldn't be a discussion if there weren't tens of millions of dollars involved.
Oh, no, it wouldn't be a discussion at all.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the problem is this. The tangible evidence lies with our ancestry. When you look at black people all over the world, there is a African presence where we are first. And the reason why we first, because we traveled, and one thing that I have to say before I get off here is that as a Homo sapien, we represent humanity for thousands of years by ourselves. And I'm not talking about this 50 or 60, but it more like at least about 90 or 100,000 years on the planet as modern man and modern woman.
And so, I've got a role.
Thank you, David.
Listen, folks, this is Liz Brown, Wake Up Call. We're taking a break. Stay with us.
Good morning, St. Louis. 30 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. Let's take a quick look at your traffic and weather for the 6 o'clock hour. Westbound 44 at Six Flags and Pacific. Look for it closed due to an accident. It's west of 257, which is the Pacific Viaduct exit. Track trailers on the side. You can use Six Flags Road to Old 66 to re-enter the highway at Gray Summit. Otherwise, try to avoid that area. Westbound 44 between Six Flags and Pacific Viaduct exit is closed, so expect stop traffic. Eager Road at 170, look for an accident, left lane's blocked. Westbound 5570 into the Poplar Street Bridge from 3rd Street, look for delays, especially around the left lanes. Eastbound 70 from K through 79, look for some slowdowns there as well. And then eastbound 70 from east of Earth City Expressway through St. Charles Rock Road, you've got some delays there as well. Northbound 270 at 44 and Doherty Ferry, look for heavy volume already. Eastbound 44 from Soccer Park through 270, look for delays running 270 Exchange. Westbound 270 at Old Halls Ferry and Graham Hanley, look for traffic to be building this hour. Eastbound 70 at K through 79. You can expect a normal traffic there. Westbound Kingbridge traffic's moving well into the landing. Westbound 255 from Jefferson Barracks Bridge and Telegraph Road. There's construction work, and it's just being picked up, so that's causing some slowdowns there. So give yourself a break and give them a break as well. Northbound 55 from 3200 South Broadway into 44, and then again from Butler Hill all the way back into the 270-255 interchange. Look forward to normal slowdowns coming in from South County. That is a look at your traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Thursday. For today, partly sunny skies, 20% chance of showers this afternoon, highs in the mid-90s. For this evening, partly cloudy skies, another good chance for thunderstorms in the evening with a low in the mid-70s. For Wednesday, partly cloudy, highs in the mid-90s. Wednesday evening, pretty much the same, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-70s, and a chance for showers. Then Thursday, partly sunny, chance of showers with a high in the lower 90s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have mostly cloudy skies, 74 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 76. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 7 o'clock hour. Up next, more riveting radio with Liz Brown. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU, your station for the issues that matter most to you.
Summertime, and the living is easy, right? Not if you don't get your family reunion T-shirts done on time. Here's a tip. Call Robert Guy and Associates, 421-3200. They specialize in family reunion T-shirts and softball team T-shirts. In fact, Robert Guy and Associates will put together fabulous T-shirts for all occasions. Here's the address, 2006 Salisbury. The number is 421-3200. Robert Guy and Associates, your T-shirt specialist. And check this out. If you mention you heard this on the Liz Brown Show, you'll get 10% off. It doesn't get any better. 421-3200, Robert Guy and Associates.
Time Life presents the complete 10 CD Classic Soul Ballads Collection. 144 sensual ballads. Luther Vandross, Al Green, Barry White, Aretha Franklin. Just to be close to you. now, for the first time ever, you can check out the entire 10 CD collection for 30 days for just $9.95. But wait, when you order with your credit card, you'll get free shipping and handling. That's a savings of nearly $13. So order with your credit card, and for just $9.95, you can enjoy all 10 CDs of classic soul ballads in your home. And we'll ship it to you free. If it's not the best collection you've ever heard, send it back and owe nothing more.
Call 1-800-313-6969. That's 1-800-313-6969. 1-800-313-6969.
Grafton's Blessing of the Fleet takes place on Saturday at 3 p.m. at the foot of Our Lady of the River in Portage de Sioux. After the blessing, check out an award ceremony and other festivities at Grafton Harbor. To find out more, call 618-786-7678 or visit graftonharbor.net. Something for you from WGNU.
This is the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown. Don't leave home without it.
Everything will be all right.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. Say my name. My name is Liz Brown. We have much business to attend to. It is, we try to do things in the, let me just say this. I try to do shows that make sense, that connect us to our issues. In the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to go to Canada. We're going to talk about how geese, ducks are being treated, foie gras. It's the fattened up liver of a bird. It's considered a, what's the word I'm looking for, delicacy. Well, ain't nothing delicate about how they get that fatted liver. We're going to talk about that when we talk to our friends at the Farm Sanctuary and Global Action Network. Then, again, because we try to do things on this show that connect us both nationally, internationally, and locally, we're going to have a conversation with the spokesperson for the National Green Party to talk about the Green Party's position on the Democratic position on health care. After Michael Moore's movie Sicko, this issue has been in the front and the hearts and the minds of Americans, but this movie helps propel it even further into a issue to be discussed during this extraordinary presidential season that we have. And the season hasn't started yet. The season is in 2008, but we've already started it. But I do want to make the connect with the Green Party discussion we're having today. Willie Marshall passed. He was a member of the Green Party, a man of African descent. In 2004, Willie Marshall was elected the outreach coordinator of the Green Party of the city of St. Louis. That year, he won 10% of the votes as a Green Party candidate for a public administrator. Then the next year, he was the Green Party nominee for mayor. He won 21% of the vote against Francis Slay. That was the highest vote that any Green Party candidate, including Ralph Nader, has received in the city of St. Louis. Marshall won over 40% of the vote in the 2nd Ward, the 4th Ward, and the 21st Ward. Willie Marshall passed on July 14th. He passed while he was asleep after a long bout against lung and heart problems. He was the chair of the Missouri Green Party and the St. Louis Green Party Central Committee. And we're going to be talking to the Green Party today about health care. And more details about his funeral will be forthcoming, I'm sure. And then in the 7 o'clock hour, we're going to talk about our children. How many millions and millions and millions of American children have no health care? How could that be? We're going to talk about that. Let me get to a caller or two here. Christine.
Yes. A Friday, I told your listening audience about a movie called Iraq for Sale, War Profiteers. And I told them that it was coming on at 11 p.m. Saturday night. And I had looked at the movie to see what was still coming on at that time. And they had Walmart, High Cost, Low Prices, coming on at 9. So I decided to tune into that because I'd heard about that on your show months ago. And lo and behold, Iraq for Sale, War Profiteers, came on at 9 o'clock. And there was no more showing of that movie, nor did they show Walmart, High Cost, Low Prices. They didn't show that at all. So that was very misleading for people who didn't check it out.
That's very interesting.
Very interesting. And the movie that they, that this, well, I was tuning in at 9 o'clock to see this Walmart, High Cost, Low Prices, they didn't even show that.
But you watched the War Profiteering one, right?
Only because I was tuned in to watch Walmart.
Because
it didn't come on at 11. It came on at 9. And the documentary about Walmart never showed.
Okay.
And one other thing, Iraq for Sale, War Profiteers, Kellogg, Brown and Root, and Halliburton, they're still the biggest profiteers, but another big profiteer is the mercenaries. They have more mercenary killers over there than America has soldiers. I think it's over 180,000 killers. So I hope you're listening audience can get a chance to see it. It's very interesting about these profiteers.
All right. Thanks for your call. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. 1-877-920-WGNU. My name. Say my name. Come on now. Say my name. I'm Liz Brown. We have much business to tend to. It's come to my attention that Dick Cheney. Whoo, Dick Cheney is encouraging Boy George to attack Iran. He's pushing him. That would be very helpful for them, wouldn't it? That would be very helpful for them, wouldn't it? Huh. Yeah, let's go get Iran. Let's go get Iran. How y'all feel out there? Can I ask you that question? How y'all feel out there? It's now official. The Al-Qaeda is stronger today than it was back in September 10th, the day before September 11th. And we're getting these alerts. They're stronger in America now. So help me with this. Help me with this. It seems to me that that is a confession of incompetence. That's saying that, okay, I'm confessing, I'm stuck on stupid. Everything that I do is screwed up. How many billions of dollars have we spent under this administration on Homeland Security? And it's worse today? How many billions of dollars have we spent on internal security? And it's worse today? How many billions of dollars and how many billions of pounds of ink have we spent talking about keeping people out of our country? How many millions of people have been kept out of this country as a result of this administration's actions and involvement in immigration? And it's worse today? And it's worse today? Jesus, God, I mean, we've spent billions of dollars. Millions of people's lives have been negatively affected. How many times have you walked barefoot across the halls of the terminals of airports all across? You don't have to take your shoes off when you get to London. You don't have to take your shoes off when you get to Ghana. Heck, you don't have to take your shoes off when you get to Sudan. You got to take your shoes off when you get here, and it's worse today. That's what happens when the dumbest kid in the class is put in charge. Now, let me just ask you this. All you parents out there, all of you relatives, all of you friends of men and women who have died in this war, kind of makes your chest swell a little bit, doesn't it? Surely they've died for a good cause, surely it is a good cause, that we're worse off now than we were before we got there. We are less safe now than we were before we sent boys and girls over there to die or have their lives destroyed or torn apart or leave their body parts behind. Leave their minds behind. Leave their hearts behind. Leave who they are behind. It's worse today. Al-Qaeda is worse today. Where are all you BDs out here? All you Bush defenders. What you got to say? It's worse today. It's worse today. My name is Liz Brown. I'll be back. Stay with me.
What's better for your brain than TV? Quicker to open than Windows and more portable than a laptop. Why, books, of course. I'm Maria Rogers O'Rourke, co-host of Women Inspiring Women's Authors on the Air program, a lively conversation about books. Join us every Friday for discussions with a variety of authors on timely topics, the creative process, and how to get published.
And I'm Mary Menke, happy to be part of the new hosting team for Authors on the Air. Join us every Friday from 1 to 2 p.m. here on AM 920 WGNU.
People, have you heard about Golden Grocer Natural Market? It's locally owned and operated for over 30 years and serving and meeting your health needs by ensuring the best quality and selection in vitamin supplements and organic groceries. Golden Grocer Natural Market has the largest loose herb selection around. You can also get your grains and natural beauty items as well. Their staff is friendly, knowledgeable, and committed to helping you on your journey to improved and enhanced health. Golden Grocer believes that the healthiest goal is achieving balance in every area of your life. So, live your life like it's golden, and let Golden Grocer help you along the way. Golden Grocer, Natural Market, 335 North Euclid, right there in the Central West End. Open 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Saturday, and Sunday 12 to 5. Golden Grocer, 367-0405. That's 367-0405.
Are you one of those people who look at somebody who's big boned and think that's just a euphemism for Twinkie enriched? Are you sick of the idea that we can go to war in Serbia and bomb the crud out of them, but we should stay out of Iraq? If the whole entire pop culture thing, Britney Spears, Super Bowl commercials, and all that stuff gets on your nerves, well, guess what? It gets on mine, too. So if you want someone to listen and understand, listen to me, Brett Rosen, every Tuesday, 10 a.m. on WGNU, 920 a.m.
Starting your day with information you can't get anywhere else. It's the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Yeah.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. We have much business to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. you need to get up. You need to get to me. We have some books here that folks did not pick up, so it's time to move on with the books. Can we give away a quick book here, Howard? Can we give away a quick book? Is that okay? Let me know when it's okay. Is it okay? Okay. We're going to give a book away. This is the book that, remember the author that I had on not too long ago talking about the truth, how important it is for us to tell the truth and the emotional cost of not telling the truth. It's a very powerful book. It's a great book in terms of information and connecting you to telling the truth. So here we go. I'm going to give the book to the fourth caller here at 454-0400, 454-0400. Give your name and your phone number to Howard when you call in. 454-0400.
You're having them call the call-in line.
I'm sorry. 454-6660. 454-6660. I'm sorry. Not the call-in line. 454-6660. That's the number that you need to be calling. 454-6660. Give us a call here at 454-6660 and be the fourth caller and get this wonderful, wonderful book. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. Much business to tend to. 1-877-920-WGNU. And if you want to email me, please do that at revolution@lizbrown.com. That's revolution@lizbrown.com. We have a winner. We have our winner here. We have our winner. 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up, get up, get to me. I wonder and worry about the world that we live in here. I truly do. I truly do. I want to share some local politics with you in just a second here. Charles.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I was wondering about what seems to me to be our voices being taken away. I look at the Sunday morning programs, and I don't see any African-Americans on the programs or even the guests or the panels. And it's all up and down the the dial on AM and FM. And I read an article in the St. Louis American that your radio station is being sold, which means to me that you'll probably not be there anymore.
Well, one, I wouldn't count anything out. Don't worry. It's going to be all right. Don't worry. Lots of people like to say lots of things, so don't worry. Okay?
Well, okay.
All right.
Well, you see, don't you find it strange that all of the programming that the black programming is being taken off the air?
I don't find anything strange, for real.
Oh, you don't find it strange? Well, you just accept it.
Did I say that? You asked me if I found it strange. I'm far too educated and informed to find it strange.
Mm-hmm.
And aren't you? I mean, why aren't you?
Why aren't I what?
More understanding of how things work and efforts that are afoot. Look at all, I mean, I've been on the air for a number of years here, and I've been talking about things like the Team 4 plan.
Yeah.
Okay, so what do you mean? Why would you even ask me a question like that?
Because
okay.
I want to discuss why we still have your voice to speak. You know, the things that have happened in this city, most of it was because of your urging.
Mm-hmm.
Like the project over on the Highway 70. And your things against bringing up a slate. Well,
and I understand. I understand this. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Understand that there are a lot of things that can be said, and there are a lot of things that cannot be said. What we have to do, our responsibility is to continue to continue to engage in the activity that needs to, you need to do in order to change the condition of our lives here in the city of St. Louis and the state of Missouri and the United States of America. We still, there's many things that we have to do. And we have to continue to engage in those activities. There's a school board meeting tonight. Everybody needs to be at that school board meeting. There are still things that people need to do out here. Period dot. And I am of the mindset with that I continue to, I am always fighting. And I would hope that everybody from listening to the show would also be in that frame of mind. Okay? Thanks for your call. 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. Renee.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm outstanding.
I just want to ask you, I heard something last week, like on television, just hearing about Clinton and Edwards trying to rig the debates. Is that true?
Okay, you're going to have to give me more specifics
like,
on that.
After the NAACP debate, the mics apparently were still on, and they were talking about cutting down the number of people who are debating and things like that, something of that nature.
Okay, I would have to. Do you have access to the internet?
Yeah.
What did you read this on the internet?
No, I heard it on the television.
Okay. Well, I would have to go to look at that to get more specifics, Renee, so that I could comment more fully on that. I don't know. I have not heard that story. Rig what debates?
Well, just future debates. Like have just they're rigging down for those two to just be the only debaters or something like that.
Only who debaters? What debaters?
Clinton and Edwards. They want to cut down on the.
Wait a minute. Are you saying does that make sense to you, Renee? That
no, it didn't make sense to me. But I can try to find it and email it to you. Can I do that?
Oh, please do.
What's the email address?
Revolution@lizbrown.com. That's LIZZBrown.com.
Revolution@lizbrown.com. LIZZ.
That's correct.
I'll email it right now.
LIZZ.lizbrown.com.
Oh, okay.
Revolution@lizbrown.com.
Okay, I'm going to find it and email it to you, right?
Okay, please do.
Okay, thank you.
All right, 1-877-920-WGNU. William? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, William?
Yeah. Liz, you know, I was listening to the news in the morning on Channel 5, and the fellow governor trying to take responsibilities that teenage, you know, when Dr. Ella was in there talking about condoms and things, they said that the pregnancy is down now, and they trying to get credit, and Clinton fired her on that when she mentioned that, remember?
Well, she used the word masturbation.
Oh, did she?
That was the word that Clinton used to get her fired.
Okay.
And she talked about masturbation.
Yeah, I heard that, and the first thing that crossed my mind about that, and it was, you know, when they was taking credit for it, and I just, you know, want to pass that on. So, anyway, I'll be out listening to you, and you have a good day.
William, you take care of yourself, okay?
I will do.
All right. Craig?
Yes, good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
Liz, I wanted to talk about Chief Sherman George.
All right.
Fire Department. I read an article, and I was wondering what all the, what everything was about, because I never got it clear. And now I see that all he's doing is trying to hold out for fairness. And in the city of St. Louis, if you're a black man and you're trying to hold out for fairness for black people, you're going to be attacked. And the mayor of the city is one of the people who is attacking him.
Yeah.
And
he's of African descent, isn't he?
Yeah, Liz. And what it reminds me of is when the man who was the head of the health for the population of the city of St. Louis, when he made statements against black people.
His name was Kincaid, Dr. Kincaid.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Dr. Kincaid.
Mm-hmm.
When the mayor heard what he said, oh, well, that's not too bad. It's okay.
Until people from this show made phone calls down to the Slay's office, and within hours, he was gone.
Right, Liz, but can you imagine the mayor of a city that's over 50% black, he's okay with the man who's in charge of our health.
That's right.
Not respecting us?
That's right.
And he said, that's okay?
That's right. That's right.
We got problems, Liz. We got to get rid of Francis Slay.
Been having to do that. You're absolutely right, Craig.
All right, have a nice day.
Take care of yourself. Right. I'm Liz Brown. I'll be back in the next hour. Stay with me.
You pull it all the way out. That's not progress. The progress is healing the wound below me.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. A struggle against the common enemy of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal treatment.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile.
For the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
The latest from ABC News. I'm Karen Chase. The Senate is preparing to pull an all-nighter to force a vote on a proposed pullout from Iraq as President Bush pledges to stick to his guns on the issue until after a crucial September report from military leaders in the region. Senate Democratic Leader Harry Reid is vowing to keep colleagues in session as long as it takes to debate a pullout. And he says if you think he's kidding, think again.
We've talked a lot about filibusters, but, you know, people have gotten pretty lazy about filibusters around here. They just say, okay, you're going to filibuster, okay, we'll back off that. That isn't the way it's going to be on Iraq, the most important issue facing the American people.
In Iraq, U.S. Army 2nd Infantry Division Specialist Michael Vassil offered this challenge to Congress and the President.
I challenge the President or whoever has us here for 15 months to ride along alongside me. I'll do another 15 months if he comes out here and rides along with me every day for 15 months. I'll do 15 more months. They don't even have to pay me extra.
Sources say the president stopped by at a gathering of Republican congressional staffers and White House aides and said he would not rethink his policies until after the progress report from military commanders. The latest violence in Iraq includes a massacre of dozens of Shiite villagers by men witnesses say were dressed in Iraqi police uniforms. A car bomb in Baghdad has left four dead. A new intelligence report says al-Qaeda is stepping up efforts to sneak terrorists into the U.S., though stepped-up security efforts since 9/11 have constrained them. A metal detector will be back in place at the Colorado Capitol building in Denver today after yesterday's bizarre shooting incident. A man in a tux declaring himself the emperor, saying he was there to take over state government, was shot and killed by a state trooper outside the governor's office. Indian cuisine may help fight Alzheimer's disease. Researchers say turmeric, the spice that makes curry yellow, appears to stimulate immune system cells that gobble up brain-clogging proteins. UCLA researchers say it may lead someday to new treatments for the disease. This is ABC News.
A murder has been committed, and the race is on to solve the crime. If detectives don't catch the killer within 48 hours, chances are they never will. Thursday on A&E, go behind the scenes of real investigations in the first 48. Find the tiniest clues.
I got a witness!
Follow the biggest leads. And do it all in the first 48 hours. The first 48. Catch all new cases Thursday at 9, 8 Central, only on A&E.
Looking to get more laps from a gallon of gas? Make a pit stop for expert service at your Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership during Pit Stop Savings Days. Get the Works Fuel Saver Package, a Motorcraft synthetic blend oil change, up to 5 quarts, tire rotation, and much more. Just $36.95 or less. Race in for savings to your participating Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership. Hurry, Pit Stop Savings Days end soon.
Taxes and diesel vehicles extra. Disposal fee may apply. Offer ends 9907.
Isaiah Washington is already making a comeback. ABC's Dave Alpert has the latest.
Isaiah Washington is joining the cast of NBC's Bionic Woman for at least 5 episodes. NBC programming chief Ben Silverman says the fired Grey's Anatomy star deserves a second chance.
He's a wonderful actor and a great performer, and he became available, and we thought he would be... I started talking to him before he was available, just to deal with the laughter.
The network also announced Jerry Seinfeld will guest star on the season premiere of 30 Rock, and a celebrity version of The Apprentice will air mid-season. Dave Alpert, ABC News, Los Angeles.
It's never too soon to think about back-to-school buying or save up for it, apparently. Experts say pricier shoes and flashier gadgets will drive up the price of back-to-school gear about 7% over last year to an average of about $563 per student. Further proof to your kids, by the way, that math counts. I'm Karen Chase, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU newsroom.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brandmeier with your WGNU news update for the 7 o'clock hour. In the news this Tuesday, an SUV driver was found dead after he crashed into a house. 22-year-old William Esters was found inside the Nissan Pathfinder just before midnight. Police say Esters was shot several times by an unknown assailant. He continued driving and plowed through the porch of a home in the 5300 block of Geraldine Avenue. The homeowner was not injured. Police do not have any suspects in custody. The Ameren rate case is going to court. Attorneys representing the utility, consumers, and the state have asked the Cole County Circuit Court to hear an appeal of a roughly $43 million rate increase. The rate hike was granted to Ameren in May by the Missouri Public Service Commission. The St. Louis-based company had sought a $361 million rate increase, saying the amount awarded is below the average rate that other utilities have received. The Office of Public Counsel and the Attorney General's Office both contend that Ameren should be forced to cut its rates. Finally this hour, Jim Edmonds is scheduled to return soon. The Cardinal outfielder says he's ready to play after sitting out since mid-June with back problems. The discomfort limited Edmonds' mobility in the early part of the season, but manager Tony La Russa expects to see a more effective player once he returns to action. The team has been plagued with injuries this season, most recently putting infielder Scott Spezio on the disabled list. Once Edmonds returns to the team, the Cards will have a decision to make about who to send back to AAA Memphis. That's your look at local news for the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier, bringing you the news that matters most to you.
Good morning, St. Louis. 6 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. Let's take a look at this hour's traffic and weather. Westbound 44 is closed due to an accident west of 257 exit. Tractor trailers on the side. Use Six Flags exit to Old 66. Then to re-enter the highway at Gray Summit. Otherwise, expect stop traffic westbound 44 from Six Flags through Pacific Viaduct. Eager Road at 170, look for an accident, left lane's blocked, westbound 255 from Jefferson Barracks Bridge into Telegraph, look for construction work, and that's causing some slowdowns there. Eastbound 44 from Soccer Park to 270, look for delays. Northbound 270 at Graboy and Doherty Ferry, look for slowdowns there. Eastbound 70 from K through 79, look for some slowdowns there as well. Westbound Kingbridge traffic, you've got the usual traffic in the bridge all the way back through 3rd Street, and the left lane starting to get a little heavy there. Southbound 170, heavy volume from 270 into Hanley. Westbound Kingbridge traffic's moving well from the bank into the landing. Northbound Route 3 on that approach onto the Poplar Street bridge, you can expect some slowdowns. And northbound 55 from 3200 South Broadway into 44, look for heavy volume now. That is a look at your traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Thursday. For today, partly cloudy skies, chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, highs in the mid-90s. This evening, partly cloudy, chance of showers, lows in the mid-70s. Wednesday, partly cloudy, highs in the mid-90s. Wednesday evening, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-70s. And Thursday, partly sunny with a high in the lower 90s. There is a chance for thunderstorms every day. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 76 degrees and clouds. Lambert Field is reporting 77. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown. And the award-winning wake-up call is up next. We'll take another look at your news, or your traffic and your weather in the bottom of the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU, your station for the issues that matter most to you.
Hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name. Say my name. My name is Liz Brown. Yes, you need to get up. Yes, you need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up. Get to me. We have much business to tend to. At the bottom of this hour, we're going to be talking about kids in America and how they don't have health care. But Halliburton, Brown and Root, they've got lots and lots and lots of your tax money, and they don't have to do much for it. And even if they do something and do it wrong, they still get to keep it. But our babies don't have health insurance. Interesting country that you and I claim citizenship to. Interesting country. One of my callers in the last hour talked about a story that's come out of Fox News, a story that John Edwards and Hillary Clinton were having a whispered conversation with one another during the NAACP convention held this summer, annual convention. And John Edwards and Hillary Clinton, according to the remarks, Edwards said, "We've got to cut the number. They're not serious," Hillary Clinton said about the other candidates, although it was unclear who Hillary Clinton was talking about. And, of course, Dennis Kucinich is responding to that about the being concerned that who gets to decide who's a serious candidate and who's not a serious candidate. To me, Let me do this. According to the Associated Press, Clinton added her thought that the representatives of her campaign and of Edwards' candidate campaign had already attempted to limit the foreigns, adding her thought that they ought to get back to it. Huh. Interesting. And I bet they have tried to limit the size of the forums. I bet they sure do want to limit the size of those who participate in the forums. I don't blame them. But the interesting thing about it is that how are you going to complain about it when the press doesn't even give them any attention anyway? Dennis Kucinich is so convinced that he gets no attention that he's going to attend a Fox debate where Obama's not going to be there, Clinton's not going to be there, and Edwards is not going to be there. And I don't believe that Biden is going to be there either because of how Fox News treats Democrats and black folks. But Kucinich is going to be there. Because he figures that, you know, any attention is better than no attention. I for one do not believe that the event should be limited. I think that the press should do a better job of reporting what everybody says, because they sure have no problem reporting what these the smaller candidates on the Republican side of the aisle, what they say. My name is Liz Brown. Stay with me.
Mitch Washington of the St. Louis office of Edward Jones, located at 200 North Broadway downtown, inviting you to tune in to Radio Free St. Louis for the WGNU Stock Market Recap, weekday afternoons immediately following the 3:30 traffic update. Find out how your investments are doing and how the numbers on Wall Street are affecting you. That's the WGNU Stock Market Recap with me, Mitch Washington, weekday afternoons at 3:30 on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU.
People, have you heard about Golden Grocer Natural Market? It's locally owned and operated for over 30 years and serving and meeting your health needs by ensuring the best quality and selection in vitamin supplements and organic groceries. Golden Grocer Natural Market has the largest loose herb selection around. You can also get your grains and natural beauty items as well. Their staff is friendly, knowledgeable, and committed to helping you on your journey to improved and enhanced health. Golden Grocer believes that the healthiest goal is achieving balance in every area of your life. So, live your life like it's golden, and let Golden Grocer help you along the way. Golden Grocer, Natural Market, 335 North Euclid, right there in the Central West End. Open 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Saturday, and Sunday 12 to 5. Golden Grocer, 367-0405. That's 367-0405.
This is Decent Guy Don, the original conspiracy hunter. You know, the guy that keeps you up to date on all the good guys and the bad guys out of the Council of Foreign Relations, the Bilderbergers, the Illuminati crowd, and assorted other characters who are squeezing the life out of our great American country. Tune in every evening to hear the thunderous crash as I pull the linchpin from the foundations of the House of the New World Order as it crashes down at 7 p.m. Monday through Friday with the conspiracy hunter right here at WGNU 920 a.m.
Anywhere in the world at WGNU.net, the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Somewhat you don't understand my words, my never explain, so I am.
that I will. Things may not go as you planned. Dark clouds might bring you pain, but I will be in your heart still, telling you don't look down. Don't feast your eyes on things that are on the ground. And if it gets hard to focus when you're traveling almost at the speed of sound, feeling nowhere bound, remember what I told you and don't you dare look back.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. Say my name. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to, much, much, much business to tend to. Yes, indeed, we have much stuff to talk about. Let me see where we need to go here. I love talking about politics. I truly do. I love analyzing politics, breaking it down, trying to make it make sense. And I look at some of our local politics and see a connect between national politics constantly. Here in the upcoming gubernatorial race in the city of St. Louis, I mean, it's interesting that we have candidates that are concerned about, national presidential candidates that are concerned about narrowing the focus, narrowing the number of people that should be allowed to speak at presidential debates. The rest aren't serious candidates, and they get to decide that. And that's the challenge to the so-called two-party system that we have in this country. Willie Marshall passed away. Willie Marshall was a member of the Green Party. He received 21% of the vote against Francis Slay, more than any Green candidate has ever received in this city. I say that to say, to point out that people are looking for other choices out here, which brings us to the choice of gubernatorial candidates that we have. Jay Nixon is supposedly the preemptive candidate for the state of Missouri. Governor's Democratic candidate for the He will be running against Matt Blunt. Matt Blunt just released some crazy press release. And the crazy press release says that Matt Blunt has $5.8 million in his campaign coffers. And Nixon has $2.5 million in his campaign coffers. Well, I, for one, have got problems with Jay Nixon. And when I hear someone like a Hillary Clinton or John Edwards or any candidate saying that we need fewer candidates, it's really tough to hear that bunk. Because you all have more money than God running for this candidate, running for this gig. You're running in a cycle that it's never been run before. You are doing serious debates in July when the election is not until November of 2008. You're in here in July 2007 working hard, raising money, tens of millions of dollars, $30 million. Some candidates have already. And you're worried about these other people that don't even have $1 million in the bank. Dennis Kucinich doesn't even have $1 million in the bank. We don't need fewer candidates. We need more. Jay Nixon has a horrible reputation. A horrible reputation. Jay Nixon has gone after, does what prosecutors do, some prosecutors do, run on the backs of the people that they have executed. He doesn't have to do that. Heck, Claire McCaskill was a prosecutor. She didn't run on the backs of people that had been executed on her watch. You don't have to do that to make your bones to win your elections. I will never forget about Jay Nixon and the DSEG money. I will never forget that Jay Nixon released to Bill Roberti DSEG money that has now obligated our district to over $1 million in payback, $7 million to be precise. Where does $7 million go? Well, go ask Bill Roberti. I want to know what Jay Nixon is doing in reaching out to the community of African descent. Here we are. We're stuck. We need another person to run statewide for the Democratic nomination. Matt Blunt has $5.8 million on hand. Jay Nixon has 2.5. And he's been running forever. Oh, we need another candidate. I'm not going to have any whispered conversation like Hillary Clinton and John Edwards had about let's cut the candidates, let's cut the number of candidates out. We don't need this many. They're not serious. Well, Jay Nixon is serious about being governor, and we need a whole lot more people running against him. Oh, and let me just ask you this. How do y'all feel about that choice of, well, he's better than Matt Blunt? I guess that's why Jay Nixon's going to take your vote for granted. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. You're on the wake-up call.
Hey, Liz, how's it going? Life is good.
Yes, it is. It's beautiful.
I was just glancing at the news there, right? And the Cardinal owners are asking for $100 billion for this ballpark village.
$100 billion?
Yeah, that's what I heard. I know it's in the million.
You know they're not asking for no $100 billion.
I know it's up in the billions, and they're going to meet with the law people over in Missouri, like people like Slim, some of the higher upper people. And I was just thinking about the conversation you had with Peter Downs last week about Slate sitting on that $2 million.
$2 million in tax money that was due to the schools, and Francis Slate kept that money from us for over a year. We had to go to court. We fought and we won. We beat them down. Every time we go into court against them, we win.
And also, I was looking at the news. I believe that was last Thursday, Friday. They had Peter on there. They was speaking about it. And the news people here, Channel Snore, they were putting it out there like, well, the state appointed board, these guys are in charge, putting it out there to the people. And every time I look at the media and they report on it, it's like they don't have no sympathy or concern to the registered voter and the right to vote.
Well, that's no surprise.
No surprise. And also, Sherman George, I was looking at a lot of the white firefighters complaining about the raises and everything, but nobody talks about this agency that was administering the test that the firefighters was against. And they went on and went with this agency that gave the test. And these white firefighters, all this is about is race. These people do not respect Mr. George, and I hope Mr. George would speak out and say something. These races in this town, they're not going to change, and they're going to forever be racist.
Thanks for your call.
Yeah, have a good one. And black politicians, please stand up.
Thanks for your call. 1-877-920-WGNU. We're going to take a break. My name is Liz Brown. I'll be back. Stay with me. We'll be right back.
Good morning, St. Louis. 29 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. Let's take a quick look at this hour's traffic. Westbound 44 is closed at Six Flags exit all the way past Pacific Viaduct. Look for a tractor trailer on its side. You can use Six Flags exit to Old 66 to re-enter the highway around Gray Summit, but it is closed. Expect stop traffic. It's going to cause all sorts of nightmares if you're heading westbound on 44 down around Pacific and the Six Flags area. Northbound 270 from Gravois through Doherty Ferry, look for slow traffic. Eastbound 44 from Soccer Park through 270, you've got slow traffic. Westbound 5570 from 3rd Street into the Poplar Street Bridge, look for some delays, especially in left lanes. Eastbound 70 from K through 79, look for slowdowns. Southbound 270 and 70 in Dorset, look for heavy volume there. Eastbound 70 between 270 and St. Charles Rock Road, look for heavy volume there as well. And northbound 270 between Dorset and 70, look for slowdowns in the 70 exit lanes. Northbound 55 from 3200 South Broadway into 44, look for heavy volume this morning. That is a look at your traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Thursday. For today, partly cloudy skies, chance of showers this afternoon, highs in the mid-90s this evening, partly cloudy, chance of showers with a low in the mid-70s. For Wednesday, partly cloudy, highs in the mid-90s, Wednesday evening, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-70s, and Thursday, partly sunny, chance of showers in the afternoon, highs in the mid to lower 90s. Currently, we have 75 degrees, cloudy skies. Lambert Field is reporting 77. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. Is up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU, your station for the issues that matter most to you.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? Well, for free information on how to proceed, call this toll-free number.
Call 800-346-9966.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventor information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other materials of interest to new inventors. Learn how to get this free information just by calling this toll-free number.
Call 800-346-9966. That's 1-800-346-9966.
Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. So call InventHelp right now, toll-free.
Call 800-346-9966. That's 1-800-346-9966.
Previously on the Sloan Ranger program.
How dare you create an argument for public health that exempts the casinos? You wouldn't do that. If we had an avian flu epidemic in St. Louis, would you exempt the casinos from those regulations?
Pretty good. No, you wouldn't.
Yeah, so it kind of betrayed the argument on its face.
For the smartest talk on radio, it's the Sloan Ranger Show, weekdays at 5 o'clock, only on AM 920 WGNU.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me weekday afternoons from 2 till 4 on AM 920. WGNU discusses the issues that matter most to you every day. And if you have a relationship problem with a friend, coworker, or family member, it really matters to me. So call me at 1-800-DR-LAURA. That's 1-800-DR-LAURA. Tune in every Monday through Friday afternoon from 2 until 4 and take on the day with me, Dr. Laura, on AM 920 WGNU.
Around the world, behind the story. It's the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Stop from the bottom of the hole of fame.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up, get up, get to me. You're on the Wake Up Call.
Good morning, Liz.
Good morning, Dimitri.
I have three questions to ask you concerning the law, and I'm curious about this, and I'm sure you can help me on this. The first question is, if I refuse to answer a subpoena as an ordinary citizen, what are the possibilities of what would happen to me?
You would be in jail. They would come get you.
Wow. Now, the reason I asked that question is that Mrs. Meyer refused to answer a subpoena. So does that go as a permanent record on this woman who was supposed to be nominated to the Supreme Court, the ultimate...
No, she was nominated. They just withdrew her name.
Okay. But she would be in the ultimate deciding or in the decision-making court, and this woman refused to answer the subpoena. Shouldn't something be done? If she's a lawyer, could something be done?
I don't know the complete answer to that. I think that her response would be, I'm responding to a direct order from the president, and then President trumps and or a subpoena. The average citizen is not going to have a piece of paper in their hand that says that the president of the United States told me not to do this. So so that's the challenge that is going to, that's the battle that has been set. That she says, I don't have to because the president said I don't, told me not to. And those that are in the legislative branch are saying that any court order supersedes what a president says. So to answer your question about whether or not this will be a mark on her record, it depends upon what, if any, charges are filed. And then obviously what happens as a result of the adjudication of those charges. Now, in terms of, I love the observation that you make that this is fascinating that a woman who was, who put her name in the hat, or whose name was put in the hat to be a United States Supreme Court justice, is in the position of right now, I don't have to follow subpoenas. It seems to me that you would be a poor choice for the Supreme Court if you believe that a letter from George W. Bush keeps you from having to follow a subpoena.
Well, she could have refused the restriction imposed by the president and answered the subpoena.
Of course she could. Of course she could have.
In order to uphold the integrity of the law.
Absolutely.
That we're supposed to be following.
Absolutely.
And the second question is, when the president takes a medical examination, is that required by law?
No, it's not. I don't think it's required by law at all.
Well, the reason I ask that, shouldn't a psychiatric profile be done on the president because his mental state has a lot to do with the quality of our life?
Yeah, that one could be done, and I can just see them saying, well, it's a matter of national security. I'm not going to release the results of that. So, Dimitri, thanks for your call.
Thank you.
1-877-920-WGNU. This is an amazing country that we live in. And I want to continue this conversation about this current administration. As Dimitri brought up, it's extraordinary that you have a lawyer that has been a lawyer to George W. Bush, a lawyer that was in consideration for us in the United States Supreme Court justice position, saying that I do not have to respond to a subpoena. Huh. Well, I want to talk about some other things, actions that this current administration is engaged in. Health insurance is something that is on the minds and in the hearts of so many Americans out here. It changes the quality of people's lives. We need to talk about this administration and its so-called commitment to insurance. And you know what? Let's just keep the adults out of this, okay? Because people can have, there are many Americans out there that have all kinds of theories on adults and in medical insurance. Let's talk about the kids right now and this administration. And to facilitate that conversation, I have the executive director of Families USA joining us from Washington, D.C., Ron Pollack. Ron, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing well. Good to be on with you again.
It's good to have you here, Ron. Ron, take us back. This administration, has it had a position or made some assurances about the uninsured children in this country?
You bet. At the Republican convention in 2004 in Madison Square Garden, New York,
And by the way, Madison Square Garden was chosen specifically post 9/11.
That's right. That's right.
Because they wanted to speak to the heart of America and wanted to capitalize upon showing America's commitment to Americans.
That's right. And in that televised speech, where he accepted the nomination, the president talked about how in this new administration, his next administration, that they would expand coverage for children, and that they would reach the children who currently are uninsured but are eligible for public coverage, like the so-called SCHIP program, the State Children's Health Insurance Program, and that they would get them signed up. Let me tell you exactly what he said. I'll read it to you.
Please do.
America's children must also have a healthy start in life. In a new term, we will lead an aggressive effort to enroll millions of poor children who are eligible but not signed up for government health insurance programs. We will not allow a lack of attention or information to stand between these children and the health care they need. Now, 3 years later, when Congress is about to adopt legislation not to expand eligibility for children, but to get the children enrolled who are currently eligible but who have not been reached because there hasn't been enough money to get them enrolled and to get them signed up so that they no longer are uninsured, President Bush is saying he's going to veto that legislation.
And when we take a look at, Ron, the numbers of children that we're talking about, how many?
There are altogether in our nation 9 million children who are uninsured. Two-thirds of them, about 6 million, are currently eligible for coverage through either this SCHIP, State Children's Health Insurance Program, or Medicaid, but they're not enrolled. And the legislation that's now pending in the Senate that's going to be marked up in committee tonight at 7 o'clock would cover a significant portion of those children who are eligible but not participating yet in the program.
Now, this SCHIP program that you've made mention of, how is the support for it? Does it have bipartisan support?
It has had all along bipartisan support, and it looks like it will continue to have bipartisan support. The bill that's going to be marked up today was a product of negotiations between Democrats and Republicans. Two leading members, Senator Max Baucus, a Democrat from Montana, and Senator Chuck Grassley, a Republican from Iowa, were the main negotiators, but it includes Orrin Hatch, a conservative Republican from Utah, Senator Roberts from Kansas. I mean, these are not exactly household liberal names. But they have participated and in the negotiation and reached an agreement.
Out of those 9 million American children that do not have health care, that are uninsured, how many of them will be caught up with this SCHIP program, will have access to?
Well, according to the Congressional Budget Office, the Senate bill would add coverage for a little over 4 million children who otherwise would not have coverage. The House bill, which is probably going to get worked on next week, will probably do somewhat better than that. They're going to spend some more money, but they're going to fully pay for it. There's not going to leave a bigger deficit. So my hope is that a substantial portion of those children who are lower-income children in low-wage working families will be able to gain coverage. But, of course, it's our hope that the president doesn't carry through on his veto threat.
Now, am I understanding this correctly, Ron? George W. Bush is comfortable with vetoing this?
Well, you know, if you looked at the statements that came from the White House over the weekend, as well as earlier in the week, they said that they would veto this compromise legislation that is being considered by the Senate Finance Committee this evening. What was actually so astounding about this is that they threatened to veto it before they even saw the bill.
Mm.
And the Republican members on the Finance Committee sent a scathing letter to the White House talking about how irresponsible his threat is.
Really?
Yes. It was not. This was not signed by Democrats. This was signed by Republicans.
Republicans, no doubt, that are going to be running for office. Really, really, running for re-election.
Well, actually, I have to say that the three top negotiators on the Republican side are not up for re-election. I mean, they were just really upset that the president was yanking the carpet out from under them when they were trying in good faith to retain the bipartisan nature of doing something about children's health coverage.
We'll be back. I'm talking to Ron Pollack, Executive Director of Families USA, and we're talking about how the Bush administration is turning its back on uninsured children. Not adults, children. My name is Liz Brown. Stay with us. And the living is easy, right? Not if you don't get your family reunion T-shirts done on time. Here's a tip. Call Robert Guy and Associates, 421-3200. They specialize in family reunion T-shirts and softball team T-shirts. In fact, Robert Guy and Associates will put together fabulous T-shirts for all occasions. Here's the address. 2006 Salisbury. The number is 421-3200. Robert Guy and Associates, your T-shirt specialist. And check this out. If you mention you heard this on the Liz Brown Show, you'll get 10% off. It doesn't get any better. 421-3200. Robert Guy and Associates.
This is Phil Person of Person Roofing. I'd like to introduce to you one of my customers, Joe Scoggins. Mr. Scoggins, how long ago did we work on your property?
It was approximately 8 to 9 years ago, Mr. Persons.
Okay. Have you had any problems with your roof since that time?
Well, actually, about 3 weeks ago, I called you, and there was some water damage that was caused as a result of the storm last fall.
Okay.
And you were out the following day to do the repair work. And it was done in such a professional way that I would recommend you to any and everyone.
So how much did we charge you?
It was free, and it was done within a matter of 3 hours.
All right.
So I called you one day, and you were out the very next day, you and your son and his assistant, and you went up on the roof, and you accomplished the task within a matter of 3 hours.
This is Phil Person of Person Roofing. Our service starts when we complete your roof. Our number is 361-7127. You can call us day or night. 361-7127.
Tune in every Thursday at noon till 1 p.m. on WGNU 920 on the AM dial. You can talk to Dr. Walker and her guests weekly to discuss health and medical issues. Nurse Wanda always has information that you won't want to miss. Every show is different, and talking to Dr. Walker is always fun. Call 314-454-0400. You can also listen to Dr. Walker's Medical Hour on the Internet. Log on to WGNU.net. Click on Listen Live.
Big Brother is watching, and we're watching Big Brother. It's the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Yes, I think I'm going out of my head for you. Oh, I'm
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. I'm having a conversation this hour with Ron Pollack. He's the executive director of Families USA, and we're talking about how the Bush administration has turned its back on uninsured kids. And as we're speaking right now, the Congress is working on this bill, and George W. Bush may end up vetoing it. Ron, we're talking about 9 million kids uninsured. I want to know, what does the child who will not be covered by this program look like?
Well, the child that is not covered and is uninsured is in a working family. The parents, at least one, if not both of the parents, are working. But whichever parents are working are in jobs that do not have health care coverage, and their income is not sufficient to pay for family health coverage. Remember that if you're buying group coverage for a family, the average cost today is over $12,000 a year. If you're buying it on your own, you don't get it through a group, it's more expensive than that.
Oh,
so
yes.
If you've got income of $35,000 or $45,000, that's a huge chunk of your income. And then, of course, that doesn't even include the deductibles and co-payments. So many of these children are in families that are living on the margin. The family is working. They're doing all the right things, but they can't get health coverage in the workplace, and they can't afford it on their own.
And in terms of this S-CHIP program, is it a different type of program than we've done in the past? Is this something bigger and better that we've done, or are we trying to make up for the years of neglect?
Well, what the S-CHIP program is, the State Children's Health Insurance Program, it was created in 1997, and it was created with the recognition that the key safety net program to cover people who otherwise are uninsured and are low incomes, the so-called Medicaid program. Well, the Medicaid program's eligibility standards are pretty low, and Congress decided let's allow children in low-wage working families to get coverage. They may not be eligible for Medicaid, but let's provide them with some opportunities to get coverage. So S-CHIP was created for those people, those children in families whose incomes may be marginally above poverty, but clearly cannot afford health care coverage.
And in terms of what you expect Congress to be doing tonight, what's going to happen tonight?
I think the Senate Finance Committee is going to take the bill that was this compromise by a number of Republicans and Democrats, and I think it's going to pass it, and I think it's going to pass that bill in committee by a fairly overwhelming margin. And then that bill will go to the floor of the Senate, perhaps as early as next week. And I think it will pass the floor of the Senate, unless there's some who want to follow the lead of the president and decide they want to filibuster the bill. Although even if they do filibuster it, I think there's a good chance it could be overcome and they could stop the filibuster. The bill will also be considered in the House of Representatives, and that'll probably start next week. And I know that the leadership in the House is trying to get it passed on the House floor before the August recess. So if that happens, then Congress will be on recess in August, and when they come back in September, they will try to reconcile the differences between the Senate and House bills to come up with a final bill and pass it. Now, mind you, they have to get this done before September 30th because the S-CHIP program, which was started in 97, was authorized for only a 10-year period, and its authorization expires on September 30th. So what the president is threatening with this veto is really damaging because it may stall the ability of Congress to get the job done because it's very hard to get a two-thirds majority vote in both houses to override a veto.
Now, what's wrong with this S-CHIP program? I mean, you've already said that his administration hadn't even seen the bill before they threatened the veto with it. From their perspective, what's wrong with this?
You know,
or can you even answer that?
I'm flabbergasted. And what's interesting is here you got very conservative Republican members who wrote the president, and they were flabbergasted. They were flabbergasted first that he was undermining a compromise measure, and they were even more flabbergasted that he was talking about vetoing something he hadn't even seen.
Mm.
Somebody on my staff said the other day, you know, this here's a president who's got a 28% approval rating. Maybe he feels he's got 28% still to squander.
Mm. So what can people be doing, Ron?
Well, they should write their members of Congress and say, you know, we want this bill passed, and we want it passed before September 30. And they should express their outrage about what the president is threatening. I'll tell you, if the president vetoes this bill and Congress sustains the veto, so this legislation doesn't pass, my bet is that the Democratic leadership is going to bring this bill back to the floor over and over and over again and let those people who voted with the president take that vote again and again and again until we get close to election time. My bet is at some point they're going to be too embarrassed, because covering children is so popular, irrespective of party affiliation, that when we're spending a fortune on things that are, you know, that a lot of people feel are being squandered, but we can't come up with a reasonable amount of resources to cover America's future, our children, I think people would find that ridiculous.
And in terms of the vote on this and how legislators stand on this, where do we see anybody out front against this bill?
No. Well, there are a couple of very, very, very conservative Republicans, Senator Coburn of Oklahoma, and a couple of others, Senator DeMint of South Carolina. But there haven't been members who really wanted to get out front and say
they're opposed. How could you? And one final question, Ron. Compared to other nations, how do we stand in terms of our coverage of our children?
Oh my! It's we are by far the worst, and of all Western nations. Other countries cover all their people, let alone children. We've got 45 million people uninsured, 9 million of whom are children. We don't look very good.
Mm. Ron, where can people find out more about your organization?
Well, our website, www.familiesusa.org, familiesusa.org. And mind you, by the way, as this comes up to a vote, we'll let people know who voted which way.
Excellent.
So that the public will know.
Excellent. Ron Pollack, Executive Director of Families USA, thank you so much for taking your time to join me on the wake-up call this morning.
Well, Liz, as always, it's a pleasure to join you.
Take care. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Listen, folks, Liz Brown, wake-up call. We'll be back to talk to Scott McLarty. He is the media coordinator for the Green Party, Green Party USA. We're going to be talking about Democrats and their position on health care. Is it consistent with what they say their values are? We'll do that with the Green Party in the next hour. Stay with me.
It is time for us to use our power. Please do not beg folks for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis.
I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Feel my brothers, our sisters.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more
more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. A struggle against the common enemy of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal treatment.
So we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Issues that matter most. It's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Karen Chase. He's not letting any members leave until they vote. Senate Democratic Leader Harry Reid is threatening to keep the Senate in session all night long to force a vote on a proposed troop pullout from Iraq. ABC's Vic Ratner has the story from Capitol Hill.
Senators have been warned to bring a change of clothes and supplies for an old-fashioned all-nighter.
We're going to have votes during the night. We're not going to let everybody go home and have a good night's rest.
Democratic leader Harry Reid wants to force the GOP to allow a vote on troop withdrawals. To Republican Wayne Allard, that's foolish.
If we leave, it is naive to think Al-Qaeda and our enemies would just go away and we will no longer be threatened.
Vic Ratner, ABC News at the Capitol.
A U.S. Marine is set to testify at Camp Pendleton, California today against his squad members who are accused of murdering civilians in Haditha, Iraq, in anger after a roadside bomb had killed one of their colleagues. Lance Corporal Humberto Mendoza has been granted immunity in exchange for his testimony. Al-Qaeda is alive and well and stepping up efforts to sneak terrorists into the U.S. That, according to an intelligence report from the nation's top spy agencies, due out this morning. It should come as no surprise that an Orbitz.com survey finds fewer people taking longer vacations since airline delays are reaching record heights. ABC's Gigi Stone urges travelers to pack plenty of patience.
Taxiways clogged with dozens of planes. Terminals turned into public dormitories. Flights canceled by severe weather. This June set a record for the worst month in air travel history. According to the Federal Aviation Administration, canceled flights in June more than doubled from last year. 20,301 flights never even got off the ground.
The sequel is out there. David Duchovny and Gillian Anderson are ready to grab a couple of flashlights and team up for work on an X-Files sequel. It'll be directed by the show's creator and should hit movie theaters next year. This is ABC News.
Oh, will you love me when I turn six?
Of course I will love you when you're six.
Will you love me when I'm 10?
Of course I will love you when you're 10.
They'll always be your baby, which is why we've introduced the sedan rated the safest full-size car in America, the all-new 2008 Ford Taurus.
When I'm 15?
And while you can't engineer a mother's love, you can engineer safety. Taurus offers six standard airbags and features patented space architecture, which directs crash energy away from you. Plus, Taurus received five-star crash test safety ratings for front and side impacts and is an IIHS top safety pick.
Will you love me when I'm as old as you?
I will love you forever.
The all-new Ford Taurus. Ford. Bold moves. Visit your Ford dealer or go to FordVehicles.com.
Based on NHTSA five-star frontal and side crash test rating and IIHS top safety pick with optional electronic stability control. Class is standard five-passenger large cars.
If you're looking for a few extra waves of summer fun, ABC's Bill Deal has a suggestion.
What are you doing?
Getting ready to swim.
Esther Williams pioneered a new kind of filmmaking known as aqua musicals. Some of her splashiest roles are now out on DVD from Warner Home Video and Turner Classic Movies. In an interview a few years ago, she told me,
if you live long enough, people begin to wonder what it was that put you in the top 10 for so many years.
Williams' movies inspired an Olympic sport.
Synchronized swimming was born because of my pictures.
Why did I ever learn to swim? Julie, come on.
Oh, right. What a way to make a living.
Esther Williams turns 86 next month. Bill Deal, ABC News.
Paris Hilton is about as familiar with her voting habits as she is with her Bible passages. During her recent interview with CNN's Larry King, he asked her off-camera if she votes on a regular basis, and she said yes. she voted in last year's presidential election. I'm Karen Chase, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU Newsroom.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Branchmeyer with your WGNU News update for the 8 o'clock hour. In the news this Tuesday, a Lincoln County woman was arrested for trying to set her boyfriend on fire. 30-year-old Jessica Bressy was taken into custody on Saturday after dousing Damon Akers with lighter fluid and attempting to burn him with a cigarette lighter. They had been arguing about their children's behavior when Bressy smashed Akers' car window with a bat as he was trying to leave. She attacked the sheriff's deputy before he was able to arrest her. She is being held in the Lincoln County Jail on $50,000 bond. Overland police are investigating the disappearance of political yard signs. About 20 signs for mayoral candidate Mike Schneider were stolen over the weekend. Another mayoral candidate, Mary Beth Conlin, also had some of her signs taken. Police feel the incident was the result of teenagers playing a joke. The Overland elections are scheduled for early August. Finally this hour, Albert Pujols was named the National League Player of the Week. He broke a career-long homerless streak in Philadelphia, hitting home runs in all three games against the Phillies over the weekend. Pujols led the league with 19 total bases for the week. He now has 20 home runs on the season, making him only the 21st player in Major League history to hit at least 20 home runs in each of his first seven seasons. He leads the Redbirds in several stats, including batting average, home runs, RBIs, and on-base percentage. That's your look at local news for the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Branchmeyer, bringing you the news that matters most to you.
Good morning, St. Louis. 6 minutes after 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU, I'm Howard Morton. Let's take a look at this hour's traffic and your weather. Westbound 44 is a mess from Six Flags all the way in the Pacific Viaduct. It is closed. Look for stop traffic due to an accident west of exit 257. Tractor trailers on the sides. You can use the Six Flags exit to Old 66 and back on the highway at Gray Summit, but expect long delays as this highway has been closed down now for almost 2.5 hours. Northbound 270 from Gravoy through Doherty Ferry. Look for stop traffic, or slow traffic, excuse me. Chestnut at North Memorial Drive. Look for an accident there. Eastbound 44 from east of Soccer Park through 270. Look for slow traffic there as well. Westbound 5570 from 3rd Street into the Poplar Street Bridge. Look for some delays. Eastbound 70 from K through 79. Look for slowdowns there. Southbound 270 at 70 in Dorset. Look for heavy volume there. Eastbound 70 from 270 into St. Charles Rock Road. Look for delays. Northbound 270 at Dorset and 70. Look for slowdowns in the left or right lanes as you approach the 70 exits. Northbound 270 from Dorset through 70. Also look for some slowdowns there as well. Southbound 170 at 270 in Hanley. Look for heavy volume there. And westbound Kingbridge traffic is heavy into the landing. That is a look at your traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Thursday. For today, partly cloudy skies. Chances of afternoon showers with a high in the mid-90s this evening. Partly cloudy, chance of showers. Lows in the mid-70s for Wednesday, partly cloudy, high in the mid-90s. Wednesday evening, partly cloudy, low in the mid-70s. And Thursday, partly cloudy again, chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon with a high in the lower to mid-90s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have a sticky hot 78 degrees under cloudy skies. Lambert Field is reporting the same. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. That's up next. We'll take another look at your news, or your traffic and your weather in the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. More with Liz on the way. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU, your station for the issues that matter most to you.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, talk to me, sisters. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me,
available to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you. The people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal. Yet many are denied equal treatment.
And so we say to all in this nation who would dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. Say my name. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. Get up, get to me. Well. We have all kinds of things that are percolating all through the political world that we find ourselves in July 2007. We have YouTube appearances and blog discussions about a whispered conversation between Hillary Clinton and John Edwards at the NAACP convention. Whispered conversations about, we should try to have a more serious and smaller group. The conclusion is, if they were talking about the candidates, we need a smaller group, of candidates to talk to the American people about wanting to be the President of the United States, by the way. And the buzz, the blogs and the internet, all abuzz about this conversation and what it says. I think that we need to be having another conversation. It should come as no surprise that people with the most money would want it only to be a party where people with a lot of money can attend. That should come as no surprise. And it's fine and wonderful that people can talk about that, but I think that there might be some other issues that we are letting get off of the radar by turning our attention to that conversation. I want to talk about health care. I want to talk about where, as these candidates have been propelled into a serious discussion on issues this far outside of a presidential election, at least in theory it's a serious discussion, or at least an opportunity for a serious discussion. Someone needs to have a serious discussion. So let's have a serious discussion about health care. And we're going to do that this morning with the media coordinator for the Green Party, Scott McLarty, joining us from Washington, D.C. Scott, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Very good, huh? We have these conversations about Hillary Clinton and John Edwards wanting a smaller group of people to talk to. We really need to be talking about health care, don't we?
Absolutely.
And to that end, the Green Party has sent an open letter to Michael Moore. Why Michael Moore?
Well, Michael Moore just made a terrific movie about the state of health care in the United States and how the corporate insurance companies, the HMOs, are using profits, on the basis of profits, are denying people, restricting people from getting the health care that they need. You know, if when insurance companies have to pay out because people need health care because of an illness or an accident, they lose profits. So we have a health care system that's based on the corporate profit motive, and that comes down to denying people the care that they need. And Mr. Moore very eloquently presented that in his movie, and some of us across the United States, and I know Mr. Moore supports this too, we call for a national health insurance plan that covers everybody, regardless of their age, regardless of their income, regardless of employment, regardless of where you live, regardless of age, regardless of prior medical condition.
And we're going to continue our conversation. We have to take a break right now. I'm talking to Scott McLarty, media coordinator for the Green Party, talking to him about an open letter to Michael Moore that was sent by the Green Party, and this concerns a single-payer national health care plan. Let's continue this conversation after this. My name is Liz Brown. Stay with us.
This is Decent Guy Don, the original conspiracy hunter. You know, the guy that keeps you up to date on all the good guys and the bad guys out of the Council of Foreign Relations, the Bilderbergers, the Illuminati crowd, and assorted other characters who are squeezing the life out of our great American country. Tune in every evening to hear the thunderous crash as I pull the linchpin from the foundations of the House of the New World Order as it crashes down at 7 p.m. Monday through Friday with the conspiracy hunter right here at WGNU 920 a.m.
The City of Belleville and the American Red Cross are hosting Be a Belleville Life-Saving Hero Day. It takes place on Saturday from 8:30 to 2 at Belleville West High School. You can donate blood, learn CPR, and learn how to prepare for a disaster. The Belleville Police Department will offer Identikid services, including the recording of DNA, photos, and fingerprints. The Fire Department will teach fire safety with the Survive Alive safety trailer. For more information, log on to AmericanRedCrossBlood.org or RedCrossSTL.org. News to you from AM 920.
For the past several years, you've heard WGNU's community calendar of events going on in and around the area. Ever wonder where the information comes from? The majority of it comes from our listening audience. If your nonprofit organization would like help promoting its events and ongoing operations free of charge, send all necessary information to calendar@wgnu.net. Please send the correspondence 2 weeks prior to any events. WGNU reserves the right to edit or reject submissions for reasons of time and content.
Informative, educational, provocative. This is the award-winning Morning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. I'm having a conversation with Scott McLarty, the media coordinator for the Green Party, about an open letter that the Green Party sent to Michael Moore and asking for a demand of a single-payer national health care plan for Americans, for true universal health care. And Scott, before we get back to our discussion, I want to just let you know that the Green Party here in the city of St. Louis lost one of their own. Willie Marshall died over the weekend, and Willie Marshall received 21% of the Democratic of the Green vote against a Democrat, Francis Slay, in the last mayoral election, and that was the highest number that any Green candidate has ever received, including Ralph Nader in the city of St. Louis. And he passed over the weekend, and the arrangements for his funeral are 11 o'clock at the Muhammad Academy at 3625 North Garrison. That's on Saturday at 11 p.m. at 3625 North Garrison in St. Louis. But one of the Greens passed over the weekend.
I'm really sorry to hear that. Our hearts go out to the not just to Greens in St. Louis, but all the people in St. Louis.
So let's get back to our letter here that the Greens wrote to Michael Moore. Now, it wasn't simply that you all were asking Michael Moore to push for a single payer system, but you're also asking Michael Moore to consider his affiliation, if you will, consider his affiliation with the Democrats.
Well, let me first invite listeners to read the text of the letter. You can go to gp.org, again, gp.org, and read the open letter to Michael Moore. And our challenge is this, Liz. The political landscape as it exists now will not permit a national health plan that covers all of us. It's also called Medicare for All. It will not permit something like that to be enacted. They don't even want it discussed. They don't want us debating it at all. And in order for us to get something like that, we're going to have to change the political landscape. And the first step towards changing the political landscape, in our opinion, is to get some Green Party members, some Green candidates into public office in state houses, state legislatures, and into Congress. Once that happens, once Democrats have to compete with Greens who don't take corporate money, as well as Republicans, then we'll start to see a real change in our political environment, one that will allow a public debate and a full acknowledgement that we finally, like every other democratic industrial country in the world, we can finally get a national health insurance plan, Medicare for All, that covers everybody, regardless of any kind of category at all.
Well, there are
some Democrats, a few Democrats, that support single payer.
And before we get to those couple of specifics, I need to back up just a minute, Scott, because I think that everybody has the understanding of how political parties work. Political parties have platforms. The Democratic Party is no different than any other political party. What is the Democratic Party's platform on health care, and how do the candidates positions comport with the Democratic Party's platform on health care?
The Democratic Party used to support national health care. It wrote national health care into its platform in September 1948. They didn't act on it very much, but at least it was in the platform. During the 1990s, under the Clinton-Gore administration, they removed it because they wanted to get a corporate-friendly plan into place.
How'd that work out for us?
Well, it worked out terribly. The Clinton plan was no good. It was not a real universal health plan, and it failed anyway. And, that set back the movement for real national health and for real national health care by many, many years.
So as a result, we no longer have a universal health care component, or there isn't a universal health care component on the Democratic
The Democrats are talking about universal health care, but they're using very, very vague language. And, in fact, the plans that are being offered by Hillary Clinton, by Barack Obama, and most other of the Democratic presidential candidates are not national health care. They're They want a plan that can accommodate corporate profits. And the only way to accommodate corporate profits is to deny people coverage.
But also, there's no platform as part of that the Democrats have that these candidates could be held accountable to, right?
That's true. That's the problem. And let's remember that Hillary Clinton is at the top of the list of recipients of campaign contributions from HMOs and insurance companies. You can look it up at the Center for Responsive Politics, opensecrets.org.
And also that's one line, or that's covered in Michael Moore's movie, Sicko. In fact, Michael Moore said that he received a whole lot of pressure from lots of folks to take that piece about Hillary Clinton and her relationships with these medicine for profit folks out of his documentary.
Yes. Now we know that Michael Moore supports single payer. We know that he supports Medicare for All. But we want Mike to understand that we've got to change that political landscape. We've got to change the terms of the debate. And we need not just Michael Moore, but all Americans who think that universal coverage, real universal coverage without the profit motive for these middlemen, these corporations, HMOs and insurance companies, that has got to be eliminated from the system. Once we do that, we will get Medicare for All. Let's remember, 30 cents out of every dollar spent on health care goes to these HMO and insurance corporations. On the other hand, if we look at Medicare and Medicaid, the cost of administration is only three cents out of every dollar. That means more money can go to health care itself, and more people, everybody, can get covered. You can get treatment. You don't have to go bankrupt because you have a catastrophic illness in your family.
Now, in terms of those in the Democratic Party that support this concept, how many of those are there?
Well, there's John Conyers, who regularly introduces a single-payer bill. The only Democrat among the slate of presidential candidates right now to support single payer is Dennis Kucinich, and you know we've got a pretty good idea that Dennis Kucinich isn't going to make it to the Democratic convention and get the nomination. And in fact, as you said before, some of the Democratic candidates, the leading Democratic candidates like Ms. Clinton and Mr. Edwards, they're talking about trying to get these other candidates, like Dennis Kucinich, who are talking about what we want them to talk about. They want to get them off the slate.
Let's talk about the candidates that have caught the eye of the media, Edwards, Obama, and Clinton. Is there any difference? Because there are people out there, Scott, that have conditioned themselves to vote for the lesser of two evils. I don't understand it because they're still voting for evil, but nevertheless, it's a reality out there that people do that. What is the difference between an Edwards plan, a Obama plan, and a Clinton plan? Are any of them any good?
There are small differences, but they all leave the insurance companies. They all leave the corporate HMOs in charge of our health care. That's the problem. They all want to make room, and that's because these big companies are giving them tons of money for their campaigns.
Are they all the same other than that? Other than the keeping the insurance companies in place, do any of them protect us any better?
They protect us incrementally a little bit better, but not better enough. We need what every other country in the world has. There's no doubt about it at this point. Healthcare in the United States is in a crisis. That crisis will not be solved by the Clinton plan, the Obama plan, the Edwards plan, by any of the corporate plans, and certainly not any of the Republican plans.
Has Michael Moore made a decision to endorse or push any of these plans pushed by any of these candidates?
I believe he has not. And I think Michael Moore, we know he supports Medicare for All. He supports single payer. We know that. The question is, what's Mike going to do in 2008 when it's a choice between a Democrat and a Republican. It can't just be a choice between a Democrat and Republican. We have to get other parties in there, including the Green Party, which demands Medicare for all, and we're ready to fight for it. We've already had a lot of our candidates fighting for it at the state level, people running for office and demanding state plans that are based on the single-payer concept.
My name is Liz Brown. I'm having a conversation with the media coordinator for the Green Party, Scott McLarty, joining us from Washington, D.C. We're talking about a letter that the Greens sent to Michael Moore, an open letter to Michael Moore, urging Michael Moore to join the efforts of the Green Party and its candidates and office holders to enact a single-payer national health care plan, also called Medicare for All. My name is Liz Brown. We'll be back with more of this conversation. Stay with me.
Good morning, St. Louis. 30 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. Let's take a quick look at this hour's traffic. Westbound 44 is closed from Six Flags all the way into Pacific Viaduct exit. Look for stop traffic and a lot of chaos down there. You've got west of 257. There's a tractor-trailer on the side, so you need to use the Six Flags exit to Old 66 to Gray Summit to get back onto the highway. Avoid the area if you can. Eastbound 40 between 14th and Poplar. There's an accident on the Poplar Street Bridge. Look for stop-and-go traffic. Eastbound 5570 from Poplar Street back through Tudor. Look for an accident. Two lanes are blocked. As at the eastern end of the bridge is two right lanes. So expect delays. Eastbound 64 from Powell Avenue into the 5570 split. Look for delays from there as well. Slow traffic from westbound from Tudor into the Poplar Street Bridge as a result. Eastbound 44 from Meraz Overpass all the way into 270. Look for slowdowns there. Northbound 270 at 44. Look for delays all the way up into Doherty Ferry, Tesson Ferry through Doherty Ferry, actually. Northbound 55. At 3200 South Broadway and all the way into 44, look for some slowdowns. And northbound 55 from Butler Hill into 255 Exchange, look for some slowdowns. Eastbound 70 from east of Earth City Expressway through St. Charles Rock Road, look for your typical 8 o'clock rush hour traffic. Eastbound 40 from the Boone Bridge all the way through Clarkson Valley, look for delays. And then again from McKnight through Mason, you can expect some slowdowns. That is a look at your traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Thursday. For today, partly cloudy, chance of showers this afternoon, highs in the mid-90s. This evening, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-70s. For Wednesday, partly cloudy, highs in the mid-90s. Thursday, partly cloudy, chance of showers in the afternoon, highs in the mid to low 90s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 78 degrees, clouds. Lambert Field is reporting 79. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU, your station for the issues that matter most to you.
Summertime, and the living is easy, right? Not if you don't get your family reunion t-shirts done on time. Here's a tip. Call Robert Guy and Associates, 421-3200. They specialize in family reunion t-shirts and softball team t-shirts. In fact, Robert Guy and Associates will put together fabulous t-shirts for all occasions. Here's the address. 2006 Salisbury. The number is 421-3200. Robert Guy and Associates, your t-shirt specialist. And check this out. If you mention you heard this on the Liz Brown Show, you'll get 10% off. It doesn't get any better. 421-3200, Robert Guy and Associates.
This is Phil Person of Person Roofing. I'd like to introduce to you one of my customers, Joe Scoggins. Mr. Scoggins, how long ago did we work on your property?
It was approximately 8 to 9 years ago, Mr. Persons.
Okay, have you had any problems with your roof since that time?
Well, actually, about 3 weeks ago, I called you, and there was some water damage that was caused as a result of the storm last fall.
Okay.
And you were out the following day to do the repair work. And it was done in such a professional way that I would recommend you to any and everyone.
So how much did we charge you?
It was free, and it was done within a matter of 3 hours.
All right.
So I called you one day, and you were out the very next day, you and your son and his assistant, and you went up on the roof, and you accomplished the task within a matter of 3 hours.
This is Phil Person of Person Roofing. Our service starts when we complete your roof. Our number is 361-7127. You can call us day or night. 361-7127.
Time Life presents the complete 10 CD Classic Soul Ballads Collection. 144 sensual ballads. Luther Vandross, Al Green, Barry White, Aretha Franklin.
Just to be close to you.
And now, for the first time ever, you can check out the entire 10 CD collection for 30 days for just $9.95. But wait, when you order with your credit card, you'll get free shipping and handling. That's a savings of nearly $13. So order with your credit card, and for just $9.95, you can enjoy all 10 CDs of classic soul ballads in your home. And we'll ship it to you free. If it's not the best collection you've ever heard, send it back and owe nothing more.
Call 1-800-313-6969. That's 1-800-313-6969. 1-800-313-6969.
Rasta Resolution. Removing the pollution and bringing you the music solution with Ross Silas right here, WGNU Radio.
King Silas, a culture nationalist, Rasta Resolutions airs every Saturday from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. That's 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. every Saturday night on WGNU Rasta Resolutions.
Starting your day with information you can't get anywhere else. It's the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Hey, just a little bit longer. Please, 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 please tell me you're going to. Now your daddy don't mind, and your mommy don't mind. If we have another dance, yeah, just the one more.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. I'm having a discussion this hour with Scott McLarty, media coordinator for the Green Party, joining us from Washington, D.C. The Greens have written an open letter to Michael Moore, and it pertains to the issue of a national health plan, a single-payer national health plan. And the Green Party is advocating and encouraging Michael Moore to help Greens get elected in state and city, state legislatures and city councils, and having a Green candidate on the 2008 ballot as a nominee for the presidential race would help push Democrats to talk about an issue and also keep this issue alive and in front of the American public. Scott, there are a lot of people out there that are still angry at Ralph Nader. There are a lot of people out there that are mad at him because if Ralph Nader had not been in the election, so their position goes, that Al Gore would have been elected and we wouldn't be in this war, there wouldn't be all of these dead soldiers, and we would be in a different place, a different and actually a better place than we're in right now. What do you say to people that look at a alternative at this point as a spoiler vote?
Well, let's remind everybody that Al Gore won in 2000. He got more votes. We know that the Republicans, through manipulation and obstruction of voters, prevented votes from being counted. We know that the Supreme Court issued a biased decision handing the White House to George W. Bush.
Wait a minute. We also know that Al Gore didn't fight.
He didn't fight at all. And John Kerry didn't fight in 2004 when thousands of reports of irregularities in Ohio, New Mexico, and other states, but especially Ohio, began to surface, especially from young voters and in particular African American voters all over Ohio, that their votes were not being counted, that it was as difficult as possible for them to get up to the voting booth, you know, because of long lines and because of other kinds of obstructions that were thrown into place. And John Kerry and the Democrats did nothing. The Ohio recount and the New Mexico recount were led by the Green Party, by Green Party presidential candidate David Cobb. So the Green Party has been out in the front fighting for fair elections, for access to the voting booth, for the restoration of democracy in our country, while the Democrats, again, with a couple of exceptions, like John Conyers, who held hearings and collected evidence about what happened, most of the Democrats have sat on their hands. They don't want to talk about it. And all we can figure from that is that the Democrats would rather lose an election to Republicans than allow a third party like the Greens on the political landscape. And let's also remember in 2004 in Florida that the Democrats handed in their petitions late, their petitions to get George W. Bush on the ballot in Florida. They handed those petitions in late. The Democrats said, let's give them a pass.
I mean, the Republicans handed in their ballots late.
Yes, the Republicans had. Yes, I'm sorry. The Republicans handed in the petitions for George W. Bush late. So, you know, if the Democrats had held Republicans to the law in Florida in 2004, John Kerry would be president right now. But the Democrats keep retreating.
How does a Green candidate get on the ballot for the presidency for the 2008 race?
Well, we go through the same process that other parties go through in order to get our candidate nominated, and we'll have a national convention next year, and then we have to get our candidate on the ballot in all 50 states plus the District of Columbia, and we're on the ballot in many states already, 20 states, and as well as D.C. where I live, and then we have special efforts to get or ballot lines in all the other states. And in some places, it's very, very difficult. Some states have laws enacted by Democrats and Republicans that are terribly anti-democratic to keep other parties, to keep independents off the ballot. They just want the political landscape limited to Democrats and Republicans, and that's why we can't get a debate that includes the single-payer Medicare for All option.
When we look at the campaign finance reports of a Edwards, of a Clinton, and an Obama, are the amounts of money that they receive from these health insurance industry folks, is it about the same? We know that Hillary's is more than anybody else, but does Obama run a close second? How does that look?
I don't have the figures in front of me, and I encourage people to visit opensecrets.org and to track the money that they are receiving. Mr. Obama has not received as much as Ms. Clinton, but it's an awful lot of money. We're talking tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Is this true, Scott? I find it's shocking that less than a month ago, on June 26, six Democratic senators spoke at an SEIU universal health care rally on Capitol Hill, and single-payer and Medicare for All were never mentioned?
It was erased from the rally. It was a phony universal health care rally.
Wait a minute. I just want to be clear. They never said it was a rally on universal health care, and single payer and Medicare for All was never mentioned by any of the candidates?
You're exactly right. And Liz, that's why so many of us have defected from the Democrats, and we see the only chance of not just single payer, Medicare for All, but a whole range of issues that we've got to get a third party going in this country. The only real democracy is a multi-party democracy. There's no such thing as a two-party democracy. That's just a slight step above one-party democracy, like in the Soviet Union.
So do we have polls out here? Where do Americans stand on the concept of something other than a Democrat or Republican?
The polls over and over again have shown that people wish that they had more choices on the ballot on Election Day.
Now, there are also those out there that talk about, well, the great equalizer in campaigns of, in 2008, the Internet. We have these that progressives raise more money on the Internet, Democrats raise more money on the Internet than the Republicans. There's a greater presence of that. We have organizations like MoveOn.org. They're putting pressure to keep the Democrats straight. What do you say to that?
Well, MoveOn has taken some good positions, but as soon as Democratic candidates emerge, they throw their support blindly behind the Democratic candidates. And, you know, they'll say we support real universal health care. We support a national health care plan. We support single-payer Medicare for all. And then in 2008, you can be sure they will get behind Hillary Clinton or whoever it is gets the nomination. And they basically toss all their wonderful principles into the garbage.
Has there ever been a presidential debate where we had a Green Party candidate, a Republican Party candidate, and a Democratic candidate debate?
If we ever had a debate like that, it would shake up America because people would see the difference between the Greens, a non-corporate, independent party of We the People, and the Democrats or Republicans, the parties of corporations. We have not seen that, and that is because the Democrats and Republicans control the debates, and the Commission on Presidential Debates, the co-chairs of the of that commission are also Democratic and Republican leaders. So they say, well, we don't want anybody else. We're going to make sure this is limited to Democrat and Republican, and narrow the spectrum of debate in this country.
I want to thank you so much, Scott McLarity. He's the media coordinator for the Green Party. Thank you so much for joining me this morning on the Wake Up Call.
And you can read the text of the open letter to Michael Moore at gp.org. That's the website of the Green Party. And thank you so much for
having
me on.
Take care. I'll be back. Stay with me.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me weekday afternoons from 2 till 4 on AM 920 WGNU. And I look forward to hearing from you. If you have problems with a personal work or family relationship, call me at 1-800-DR-LAURA. That's 1-800-DR-LAURA for the issues that matter most. It's AM 920 WGNU. And for the personal issues that matter most, join me, Dr. Laura, now from 2 to 4 every weekday afternoon. Then go do the right thing.
People, have you heard about Golden Grocer Natural Market? It's locally owned and operated for over 30 years and serving and meeting your health needs by ensuring the best quality and selection in vitamin supplements and organic groceries. Golden Grocer Natural Market has the largest loose herb selection around. You can also get your grains and natural beauty items as well. Their staff is friendly, knowledgeable, and committed to helping you on your journey to improved and enhanced health. Golden Grocer believes that the healthiest goal is achieving balance in every area of your life. So, live your life like it's golden, and let Golden Grocer help you along the way. Golden Grocer, Natural Market, 335 North Euclid, right there in the Central West End. Open 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Saturday, and Sunday 12 to 5. Golden Grocer, 367-0405. That's 367-0405.
Are you one of those people who look at somebody who's big boned and think that's just a euphemism for Twinkie enriched? Are you sick of the idea that we can go to war in Serbia and bomb the crud out of them, but we should stay out of Iraq? If the whole entire pop culture thing, Britney Spears, Super Bowl commercials, and all that stuff gets on your nerves, well, guess what? It gets on mine, too. So if you want someone to listen and understand, listen to me, Brett Rosen, every Tuesday, 10 a.m. on WGNU, 920 a.m. The monkey pulled the frog, broke the
moon, and jumped the gun in the line. This is the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown. Don't leave home without it.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the wake-up call. My name, say my name. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up, get up, get to me. We have much business to tend to. And if you want to email me, you can do that at revolution@lizbrown.com. Thank you for all of your emails. They really keep me straight on this issue. 187 on all these issues. 1-877-920-WGNU. Which one do I want to talk about? Two stories I want to bring to you. Hundreds of thousands of documents have been classified under the Bush administration. Does that come as a surprise to anybody? But we have to resist the urge to say, well, you know, shoot, I knew that. We have to resist the urge to say, yeah, I knew that, to, oh my goodness, what's the cost of this classification and why we should be fighting to unclassify it? And then on the other hand, we have $600 million that the Catholic Church is settling these cases for? That the Catholic Church is settling these cases for? Sexual abuse cases? They didn't want to face the trials of dozens of family members. They didn't want to have to do that. $600 million. $600 million. Are we better off with the settlement? Are we better off with secrecy? Wouldn't we have been better off had we had all of these stories, these trials? Wouldn't we have been better off? The victims are going to end up with about $1 million, a little over $1 million, close to $2 million. Some figures are saying that's not a whole lot of money for our childhood. What kind of price would you put on your childhood? Is $2 million enough to pay for a stolen childhood? I can't cuss the way that I want to on the air, but the answer is no. Doesn't begin to pay for a childhood stolen by an institute, and not only a childhood, because there are millions of Americans, that have relationships with institutional religions. Well, what's the cost of separating a child from a lifetime relationship with a religion? What cost would you put on your Catholicism? For all you good Catholics out there, because these are people that for the most part no longer believe in your church. Is that $1 million? Is that $1 million enough to pay for that? Disassociation. $2 million. One 877-920-WGNU. And I don't get to say this very often, thank goodness, but I will say it when it occurs. I was wrong. George W. Bush did not classify hundreds of thousands of documents. on his watch. I was wrong. I'm sorry. I apologize. He's classified 20 million documents on his watch. 20.5 million decisions to classify government secrets. More than 1 in 10 documents was classified. Million pieces of paper that this administration said, no, y'all ain't gonna see that. No. 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 Huh. Oh, and by the by, the executive branch agencies give the Information Security Oversight Office data on how much material they classify and how much material they declassified. Cheney's office stopped providing the information in 2002. So all we know, so there's plenty more out there that we don't know about. 20 million decisions. 20.5 million decisions. To classify secrets. My name is Liz Brown. Get to me. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning, Dr. Brown.
Dee, good morning.
We've almost won the war on terror. It just increased a little bit. You know? You know, the, let me tell you something. You remember they're going to give those people, I think, $660 million.
That's correct.
Okay? Now, do you remember when they
well, they're going to settle
building right there across from Harris Teachers College before we could take it to court?
That's Waring School. Waring School.
Right. You remember they got it for nothing?
That's correct.
They're giving us back our money.
Here's the thing, and here's the irony here. And right here in the city of St. Louis, I remember how we revealed that, how well, we reported on the stealing of that school with the help of Vince Shamel, the help of Francis
Lutz. And they tore it down before we could fight.
But here's the thing. There are, now I saw an article, I didn't have a chance to read it, but I kind of glanced at it, of a young white guy who has some historical property.
Mm-hmm.
And SLU has some of the property on that land, and he was complaining about the fact that he was pointing out the fact that SLU has basically, because they've torn everything down in that block,
mm-hmm.
his little building as the last one standing at now
and
has no
value.
Now has no value.
As home, but as commercial.
Well, see, for him, he's going to have to give his property up.
Yeah, eminent domain.
So here's the thing. No, it's not eminent domain. It's more of people being forced into no other decision to be made.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the point I'm trying to make is that we told y'all about what SLU did with property a long time ago.
And still doing it.
But when people in this city believe that decisions, unfair decisions, are relegated to a certain type of populace, they turn their heads. What they need to understand is that people that do bad things, that do illegal things, they don't just target one person. The cop that abuses a person, a black person, on the street, goes home and beats his wife.
Beats his wife. Can't hold your belly in.
Can't hold your belly
Thanks,
in.
Thanks, doctor.
All right. Take care, Dean. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. I will be back in just a few minutes. Mary.
Liz.
Yes.
You know, when you were speaking of the kids and not getting insurance in this country, could that be? I read an article in National Geographic where this writer, he stated that this was a form of genocide to eliminate people, because when children are ill and they're not taken care of early, the sickness gets worse, and it's even more money when they get older. Wouldn't you agree to that?
I think that certainly is a valid argument to make and a valid question to raise.
And what happens is they keep on not taking care of the children.
And then they die off.
They die off.
Quicker.
And they're saying, this writer, he spoke of genocide, because this is a case where this country is so many people in this world, they call them useless eaters. Have you ever heard that term, mate?
I have not.
Useless eaters, can you imagine? And they said that would take care of people and we wouldn't be overcrowded, and they would eliminate them in that manner.
Thank you, Mary.
Okay, you have a good day.
Take care of yourself. My name is Liz Brown. This is a wake-up call. I'll be back in the next hour. Stay with me.
More families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
Believe that all men are created equal. Yet many are denied equal citizens.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
For the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Karen Chase. No sleep for senators tonight. That's the promise from Senate Democratic Leader Harry Reid, who's threatening to keep the Senate in session all night long to force a vote on a proposed troop pullout from Iraq.
We're going to have votes during the night. We're not going to let everybody go home and have a good night's rest. We feel that this is important enough that we have votes during the night, and we will have some votes.
Alabama Republican Senator Jeff Sessions says the search hasn't been given enough time to work.
To me, it's unthinkable that this Congress would pull the plug on this operation before it's had a fair chance to work, and we've had a fair chance to evaluate its effectiveness. We just voted for it 53 days ago.
Some soldiers in Iraq are issuing a challenge to both sides of Pennsylvania Avenue. ABC's Jim Hickey explains.
Some soldiers in Iraq have a challenge for Congress.
I challenge anybody in Congress to do my rotation.
Specialist Michael Vassell suspects, however, Congress just doesn't get what it is really like where he is.
Because we have people up there in Congress with the brain of a two-year-old who don't know what they're doing.
If someone from Congress were to spend 15 months in the line of fire, as he has, Vassell says,
I'll do 15 more months. They don't even have to pay me extra.
Jim Hickey, ABC News.
A new National Intelligence Assessment coming out today says Al-Qaeda is trying to get its hands on chemical, biological, and nuclear weapons and trying to send operatives into the U.S., where Americans will face a persistent and evolving threat over the next 3 years. A new poll found a surprising leader among Republican presidential hopefuls, no one. The poll found nearly a quarter of Republicans are unwilling to throw their support behind the top-tier hopefuls. A woman in Germany was kicked off a bus for being too busty. The driver said he was being driven to distraction by her cleavage and he couldn't keep his eyes on the road. His company says he did the right thing for the sake of passenger safety. This is ABC News.
Oh, will you love me when I turn six?
Of course I will love you when you're six.
Will you love me when I'm 10?
Of course I will love you when you're 10.
They'll always be your baby, which is why we've introduced the sedan rated the safest full-size car in America, the all-new 2008 Ford Taurus.
When I'm 15?
And while you can't engineer a mother's love, you can engineer safety. Taurus offers 6 standard airbags and features patented space architecture, which directs crash energy away from you. Plus, Taurus received 5-star crash test safety ratings for front and side impacts and is an IIHS top safety pick.
Will you love me when I'm as old as you?
I will love you forever.
The all-new Ford Taurus. Ford. Bold moves. Visit your Ford dealer or go to FordVehicles.com.
Based on NHTSA 5-star frontal and side crash test rating and IIHS top safety pick with optional electronic stability control. Class is standard 5-passenger large cars.
A new twist in the case of the murdered former Russian spy. ABC's Linda Albin has it.
Britain is bracing for Russia's response to the expulsion of 4 of its diplomats from the UK. The Kremlin has warned Britain it faces serious consequences for the move, which follows Moscow's refusal to hand over the prime suspect in the murder of former KGB agent Alexander Litvinenko here in London last November. The two countries are now facing off in a way not seen since the Cold War, the confrontation underscoring a wider gulf between Russia and the West over a whole host of issues, including Iran, missile defense, and energy. Linda Albin, ABC News, London.
Police in Largo, Florida was surprised and unsure how to respond when a man dialed 911 to report he was surrounded. What's wrong with this picture? He was surrounded by police. He was ultimately charged with misuse of the emergency number. Victoria Beckham has no interest in hanging out with her new neighbor, Paris Hilton. When she heard the heiress wanted to meet her, she said, she wouldn't be caught dead with her. I'm Karen Chase, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU Newsroom.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brandmeier with your WGNU News Update for the 9 o'clock hour. In the news this Tuesday, a new judge will hear the Michael Devlin case. Judge Kenneth Pratt assigned Devlin's case to fellow Washington County Judge Sandy Martinez. Devlin was not in court yesterday morning, but his defense attorneys filed the motion for a new judge on his behalf. Devlin's attorney said the request was part of their trial strategy. Devlin is accused of kidnapping a now 15-year-old Washington County boy in 2003 and a 13-year-old Franklin County boy in January. Devlin is also accused of attempted murder in connection with the first abduction. Police are still looking for clues in an unsolved hit-and-run death. 41-year-old Sheldon Johnson was killed more than a year ago when a motorist bumped him into oncoming traffic on St. Charles Rock Road. Johnson was riding his motorcycle that evening when the incident occurred. Witnesses say the female driver and three male passengers got out, looked at Johnson's lifeless body, and then fled in their car. The car was reportedly a dark color and possibly a Pontiac Grand Prix. Anyone with information is asked to call Crime Stoppers at 1-866-371-TIPS. Finally this hour, Chris Carpenter is scheduled to be examined today. Cardinals team doctor George Paletta will check Carpenter out today in St. Louis to determine further treatment for the swelling in his right elbow. He was expected to return to action sometime this month, but had swelling in his surgically repaired elbow in his second rehab start. The team hopes to get more information about Carpenter's potential availability after the checkup. That's your look at local news for the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier, bringing you the news that matters most to you.
Good morning, St. Louis. 6 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU, I'm Howard Morton. Let's take a look at this hour's traffic and weather. All sorts of problems in traffic. Eastbound 5570 from Poplar Street through Tudor Avenue. Look for an accident. Two lanes are blocked at the eastern edge of the bridge. It's the two right lanes, and construction is in the left lane, so expect a whole lot of delays and look for stop traffic as a result. Westbound 44 from Six Flags into Pacific Viaduct. Look for it to be closed due to an accident, and you still have a ton of stop traffic going on there. It's west of exit 257, and tractor trailers on the side. You can use the Six Flags exit to Old 66 and then to re-enter the highway. Just hit the Gray Summit exit, and that should put you back on the highway, but expect all sorts of problems. Eastbound 44 from Grand through Jefferson, look for a disabled vehicle. Center lane's blocked. That's near Jefferson. Look for stop-and-go traffic. Southbound 55 on the Illinois side from 143 through 70, look for stop-and-go traffic due to construction work. Eastbound 40 from 14th into the Poplar Street Bridge. Stop-and-go traffic due to an accident on the Poplar Street Bridge as well. Westbound 5570 from Tudor Avenue into the bridge. Look for slow traffic as a result of these accidents. Westbound 5564 from 64 into the Poplar Street Bridge. Look for paving operations having one to two lanes closed during off-peak hours, and it's going to cause some delays as well. Westbound 40 from Hanley through Brentwood. Look for paving operations as well. That is a look at your traffic. Just use caution if you're rolling through those work zones. There are a number of them out there, and avoid delays if at all possible. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Thursday. For today, look forward to partly cloudy skies, chance of showers this afternoon. Highs in the mid-90s this evening, partly cloudy, chance of showers, low around 74. Wednesday, partly cloudy, highs in the mid-90s. And Thursday, partly sunny, chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, high in the mid to lower 90s. And that is a look at your weather. Currently, we have 82 degrees under cloudy skies. Lambert Fields reporting 80. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your news and your weather in the 10 o'clock hour. More Riveting Radio with Liz Brown is on the way. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU, your station for the issues that matter most to you.
I see
I'm hearing revolution in the air, air.
I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air, brother.
Truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. They struggle against the common enemies of man: tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal. Yet many are denied equal
freedom. So we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. Get up, get up, get to me. My conversation this hour. We talk about all the time on this show. We talk about issues of politics. We talk of social issues. We talk about injustices. And we talk about injustices not just to man. We talk about injustices to nature. We talk about the things that we need to be fighting for, because I truly believe that we are measured by our treatment of others. And that's not just the treatment of your brother or your sister, your father or your mother, your aunt, your uncle, your friend, your companion, but it's how we treat the earth and the things on this earth. And to that end, I want to have a discussion this hour about foie gras. What does that have to do with our treatment of each other and the things that are on this planet Earth? Well, stay tuned. It will soon become clear. I am joined for this conversation by Gene Bauer. He's the co-founder and president of Farm Sanctuary, and he's joining us from upstate New York. Gene, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing great today. How are you doing?
I am outstanding. Can we start with some basics, please?
Sure, absolutely.
Foie gras.
Foie gras is French for fatty liver, and it is produced by force-feeding ducks and geese enormous amounts of food so that their livers become 10 times the normal size.
Their livers need to be increased with fat.
Right, right. They actually have a pipe shoved down their throat, and a corn oil mixture is pumped in because the geese would never eat so much on their own. And because they're forced to ingest so much food, their internal organs are under duress, and particularly their livers, that expand 10 times the normal size and become diseased and fatty. And it is that fatty liver that is then sold as an expensive appetizer in a handful of restaurants.
Now, when we talk about a pipe, there are some people out there, I'm sure, that are imagining in their mind, as they're thinking about this, some kind of little bendable little tube that is put down the throat of a goose or a duck. That's not accurate, is it?
No, not at all. These are metal pipes that are hard and rough, and when the birds are being force-fed one after another in factory assembly line fashion, it tends to be done in a rough and cruel way. In some instances, the birds' throats are lacerated and injured, and in some cases, it's so bad that the animals will die from the trauma of the force feeding.
So when you say that this is in a factory type of way, we're not talking about human beings walking up to goose and duck pens and taking metal poles and its tubes and sticking them down their throat. Machines are doing this.
No, it's actually workers who are doing it, but the pipe is hooked up to a machine that pumps and forces the food into the throat of the birds.
We're going to continue this conversation. My name is Liz Brown. I'm talking to the co-founder and president of Farm Sanctuary, Gene Bauer. He's joining us from upstate New York. We're talking about foie gras and the cost of foie gras and what it says about us if we allow it to continue. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. Stay with me.
This is Decent Guy Don, the original conspiracy hunter. You know, the guy that keeps you up to date on all the good guys and the bad guys out of the Council of Foreign Relations, the Bilderbergers, the Illuminati crowd, and assorted other characters who are squeezing the life out of our great American country. Tune in every evening to hear the thunderous crash as I pull the linchpin from the foundations of the House of the New World Order as it crashes down. At 7 p.m. Monday through Friday with the conspiracy hunter right here at WGNU, 920 a.m.
People, have you heard about Golden Grocer Natural Market? It's locally owned and operated for over 30 years and serving and meeting your health needs by ensuring the best quality and selection in vitamin supplements and organic groceries. Golden Grocer Natural Market has the largest loose herb selection around. You can also get your grains and natural beauty items as well. Their staff is friendly, knowledgeable, and committed to helping you on your journey to improved and enhanced health. Golden Grocer believes that the healthiest goal is achieving balance in every area of your life. So, live your life like it's golden, and let Golden Grocer help you along the way. Golden Grocer, Natural Market, 335 North Euclid, right there in the Central West End. Open 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Saturday, and Sunday 12 to 5. Golden Grocer, 367-0405. That's 367-0405.
Recently in St. Louis, some changes were made in healthcare providers, and we at ConnectCare want you to know that sometimes change can be good. ConnectCare, still connected to the community. ConnectCare is now your specialty care clinic hub. If you or your loved one is dealing with kidney disease, you can contact one of ConnectCare's renal specialists at our renal clinic, dedicated to improving the quality of life and providing optimal care for patients with chronic and acute renal disease. At ConnectCare, we have 14 specialty care clinics to serve your healthcare needs. Our specialty care clinic hub includes specialty clinics dealing with arthritis, ENT, GI, orthopedics, and a women's specialty clinic. At ConnectCare, the physicians and staff at our specialty clinics are committed to the philosophy that the best care is provided by those with the greatest commitment to their community. ConnectCare, still connected to the community.
Starting your day with information you can't get anywhere else. It's the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Thank you.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. I'm having a conversation this hour with Gene Bauer. He's the co-founder and president of Farm Sanctuary. He's joining us from upstate New York, and we're talking about foie gras, how it is, how they make it, and at what cost. So, Gene, take us to Canada. And what has happened in Canada that has caught your attention about this? Oh, and actually, before we get to Canada, let me ask this. Are there laws in the United States that prohibit geese and ducks from being treated in this manner? Metal tubes stuck down their throats, inserted without anesthesia, inserted with damaging to the birds, and then machines pumping substances into these animals so that their liver grows 10 times its natural size?
No, unfortunately, the laws in the U.S. are grossly inadequate. In fact, farm animals, including ducks and geese, are excluded from most state humane laws, and they're also excluded from the Federal Animal Welfare Act. So the laws are terrible, and we're trying to change that. And we've started having some success. The state of California passed a law to ban the production and sale of foie gras. It comes into effect in 2012. So it's not in effect yet, but at least it did pass through the legislative process. And the city of Chicago also passed a law last summer to ban the sale of foie gras in city limits.
Immediately,
yes. Well, actually, it was passed in April. It went through the city council, and it went into effect in August of 2006.
Now, when we talk about those that use foie gras, we talking about a whole lot of restaurants. Do they serve this at? They don't serve this at McDonald's, do they?
No. It's only served at a handful of expensive restaurants, and very few people eat this product. And you know, it is one of those things that is so cruel that we think that it should be banned. And we're continuing to work to outlaw it wherever we can.
Is this a big American thing?
Well, it's originally French, but Canada has a sizable foie gras industry. There is our producers in the U.S. in New York and in California currently. But most U.S. citizens don't eat foie gras. Most don't even know what it is. And, you know, we believe that it's something that we do not need. And we should, you know, take a stand against cruelty and stop this inhumane and unnecessary practice.
And it seemed like it would be rather easy, Gene, since there are so few places that do this.
Absolutely. There's very few places that do it,
so who,
and very few people that eat it.
So then who's your competition? Who's your opposition?
Well, you know, there's the Restaurant Association in Illinois that has been trying to repeal the law in Chicago banning foie gras. There are the restaurant, beverage, you know, sort, and they oftentimes buddy up with the tobacco and alcohol people who want to be able to sell anything. And
without interference from anybody.
Exactly.
And I'm taking a look at an article that came out in March that Wolfgang Puck has said, I'm not going to serve foie gras anymore in my restaurant.
Absolutely. That was a very positive development. We had contacted Wolfgang Puck some time ago, and he and his people started talking about the issue. And, he recently said he would no longer sell foie gras, and he would also move away from some other cruel animal products and would provide more vegetarian food.
He said, and I quote, there's a quote from him, we want a better standard for living creatures. It's as simple as that.
I think that's right. And I think most people, when they hear about what happens to animals on farms today, would agree with that sentiment. You know, we want these animals to be treated with some respect because, you know, right now they're just treated like commodities. They're abused in ways that most people would find appalling.
So let's go to Canada. What did we find out in Canada? Because Canada produces foie gras. There's no ban that I know of. Is there a ban in anywhere in Canada on foie gras?
No, there is not currently. And we recently heard from a worker at a foie gras facility in Quebec who took videotape of conditions and sent those to us. And we are putting out something on the Internet today, in fact, showing the conditions, showing what happens to the birds from the hatchery through the growing process, through the force feeding process, and then to the slaughterhouse.
And you can be graphic here because I think it's important to make this point, but And before we get to the specifics of that, I'm certain, Gene, you have seen a lot in your role as the president of Farm Sanctuary. You've seen a lot of cruelty to animals. You've seen man doing really, really bad things. How does what you saw on this video stack up to what you had seen before this?
Well, this is horrendous. It's among the worst I have seen. But unfortunately, I have seen bad things on a number of occasions. And but, you know, this, you know, speaks to the callousness of this industry. You know, from the hatchery, where both male and female chicks are hatched, they immediately kill the females right at birth because they're not considered profitable to be raised for foie gras. So we have videotape of these chicks, you know, put into garbage bags and suffocated.
Mm.
And then thrown into dumpsters when many of them are still alive, peeping and chirping and dying slowly in these trash cans. So I've seen that before, but, you know, I saw it again here up in Canada at this foie gras facility. Then the males are taken and raised. For the first few couple weeks, it's not as bad as it gets to be later on. You know, they are raised in big sheds, and they're given food, although those sheds become very dirty. And in some instances, you know, they flood, and the manure becomes a couple of inches deep. And there was an incident while the worker was there where hundreds of these birds drowned and died in the manure because it got so high and it was not well maintained. So theoretically, this is the least harmful time in the production cycle, but if the facility is not properly maintained, you can still see many deaths and suffering in animals living in filth. From there, when they get to be a couple months old, they're put into the feeding sheds. And in Canada, they put the birds each in individual cages where they can't even stretch their wings. And every day, a worker comes through with this metal pipe and walks down the line and grabs the duck by the head and jams this pipe down their throat, pumps in the food, and moves on to the next one. And each time that this is done, the duck shakes his head and tries to, you know, get rid of this food. Many of them vomit because they're being so intensely force-fed. And as the process continues, the animal's condition gets worse. As their liver gets bigger and bigger, it pushes against other internal organs, so they have difficulty breathing because it's pushing against their lungs. Near the end of the process, many of them die because they've had this liver disease. They suffocate from this, you know, this intense amount of food that's being forced into them. And then they are sent, those that survive are taken to the slaughterhouse where they're hung upside down and they have their throats cut, and that's how they're killed, so that their livers can be taken and sold for this expensive appetizer.
How long of a process is this?
The force feeding usually lasts for about a month. And they would probably do it more if they could, but towards the end of that month, a certain number of the animals start dying, and if they continued it, they would have all dead birds. So they kill them after about a month of the force feeding.
Now, don't they also do other things to the birds? And we'll talk about that more when we come back. We have to take a break. I'm talking to Gene Bauer, co-founder and president of Farm Sanctuary. He's joining us from upstate New York. We're talking about an undercover investigation that reveals astonishing, sickening abuse at Canada's largest foie gras producer. My name is Liz Brown. Stay with us.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me weekday afternoons from 2 to 4 on AM 920 WGNU. And I look forward to hearing from you. If you have problems with a personal work or family relationship, call me at 1-800-DR-LAURA. That's 1-800-DR-LAURA. For the issues that matter most. It's AM 920 WGNU. And for the personal issues that matter most, join me, Dr. Laura, now from 2 to 4 every weekday afternoon. Then go do the right thing.
summertime, and the living is easy, right? Not if you don't get your family reunion t-shirts done on time. Here's a tip. Call Robert Guy and Associates, 421-3200. They specialize in family reunion t-shirts and softball team t-shirts. In fact, Robert Guy and Associates will put together fabulous t-shirts for all occasions. Here's the address. 2006 Salisbury. The number is 421-3200. Robert Guy and Associates, your t-shirt specialist. And check this out. If you mention you heard this on the Liz Brown Show, you'll get 10% off. It doesn't get any better. 421-3200, Robert Guy and Associates.
Prizes awarded on WGNU will be held for pickup at the radio station for 30 days. After 30 days, all items become the sole property of WGNU Radio to be disposed of at our discretion. In the case of event tickets, tickets will be held for 30 days or until the date of the event, whichever comes first. Prizes must be picked up at our studios, which are located at 265 Union Boulevard in St. Louis, unless otherwise specified.
Around the world, behind the story. It's the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
That I know. Got something within me. Oh, 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 oh yes. Something within me.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. I'm having a conversation this hour with Gene Bauer, co-founder and president of Farm Sanctuary. He's joining us from upstate New York. We're talking about an investigation about the abuse in Canada, of, in fact, at Canada's largest foie gras producer. And, Gene, when we take a look at some of these things that happened at this one particular place here in Canada, how did the Canadian government respond to this story?
Well, we've contacted authorities up there, and we're urging that this facility be prosecuted for animal cruelty. Unfortunately, in Canada, like in the U.S., laws are inadequate, and they're often vaguely written. But given that we have clear evidence of egregious abuse, we are hoping that authorities will act and speak out and say that these practices are unacceptable, and hopefully they will charge the facility with violating the law.
Can we also see evidence of bashing live ducks against walls and floors?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, as the ducks are being raised, some of them don't grow fast enough or are too small or for whatever reason are considered unprofitable. So, yes, we have video footage of these ducks being held by their back feet and being smashed against walls, being smashed against doors, being smashed against the floor to kill them. We also have footage of a couple of ducks with a worker stepping on their back and basically pulling their, twisting and then pulling their heads off to kill them. You know, in each of these cases, needless to say, the animals are suffering, but it really speaks to the callous disregard for other animals that exists in these food production facilities where the animals are seen as only commodities, they're being raised only for their livers. They're not recognized or respected as living creatures, and that's something that we think needs to change.
I'm looking at this article out of the Austin Chronicle. There were some folks that responded a little differently to restaurants that continue to sell foie gras differently than showing putting a video up of how plants treat these animals. People, they call themselves animal rights activists, and they spray painted at least 7 of the downtown restaurants that sell this product. How do you respond to that type of response?
Well, I can understand the frustration some people may feel at the abuses that are going on every day in farms across the U.S. and up in Canada, especially with regard to foie gras. However, we don't engage in those types of actions. We believe that when consumers see what is happening, when lawmakers see what is happening, and when businesses see what is happening, they will decide that foie gras is unacceptable, consumers will not eat it, businesses hopefully will not sell it, and hopefully we'll also see lawmakers pass laws to ban it. So it takes a long time, unfortunately, and we need to be patient and persistent and keep pushing. But I do understand the frustration some people feel.
There's one chef, that chef and restaurant owner, who was targeted, and his business received a spray paint saying, do not do this, do not continue to serve this. He said that there is no scientific evidence to support the notion that force-feeding ducks is cruel and inhumane. Their physical makeup is very, very different. That ducks have no gag reflex and don't suffer from the fattening up feeding process of inserting a tube down their throats.
That's ridiculous. You know, you can fight science, which is inherently inconclusive, to make any statement you want to make. The tobacco industry still argues that science shows that tobacco smoking doesn't cause harm. In fact, force-feeding birds to cause their liver to expand 10 times the normal size and become diseased is clearly a violation of the animal's basic welfare and does cause suffering, and there is scientific evidence to show it.
How have other countries responded to this? Do we have any countrywide bans on this product?
Oh, absolutely. About a dozen countries have banned the production of foie gras because it is considered to be so cruel. Israel used to be one of the top foie gras producers in the world, but what happened was that practice was challenged according to the nation's anti-cruelty laws. It went to the Israeli Supreme Court, which ruled that this practice was cruel, that the science showed that these animals suffered, and therefore it was a violation of Israel's anti-cruelty laws.
Do we have any of these plants, like the ones one in Canada that produces that treats the ducks and the geese this way and produces the foie gras?
Yes, here in the U.S., there are a couple of facilities in New York State in the Hudson Valley that produce foie gras in a similar way to the way it's produced up in Canada. The one difference is that at these New York facilities, the geese, or rather the ducks, are now being kept in small pens instead of individual cages. So that's the one difference, but otherwise the practices are very similar.
And don't they do what a lot of chicken farms do? They cut the beaks and the toes of the animal off?
Yes, they do that as well, because when you have animals that are confined in small areas and they're not able to exercise or move or engage in normal behaviors, they tend to be driven to, you know, pecking and other aggressive-type behaviors because they're basically driven mad. They will cut off parts of their beaks and parts of their toes to minimize the damage that is caused from this overcrowding.
Does your organization do things like picket businesses that continue to engage in this type of animal cruelty?
Yes, we do. We are out in front of Fairway in New York City, for example, each weekend with signs and information about foie gras. Fairway is a specialty store in New York City that sells foie gras, and so we're urging them not to sell foie gras. And we do the same thing with restaurants. We were in front of Wolfgang Puck for about a year before he ended up coming around and deciding not to sell foie gras.
Now, we're talking about foie gras right now, but also your organization has taken a similar position, on veal. Talk to us about why veal is problematic as well.
Well, to produce veal, baby calves are taken away from their mothers almost immediately at birth, and then they're confined in small crates where they're chained by their neck, unable to walk or exercise or turn around, and they live this way for their entire lives. And they're also fed a diet that is deficient in iron and fiber, and it is intended to produce a borderline anemia and a pale-colored flesh, a white meat that is sold as veal. So we believe that, you know, here again, we are producing and treating animals so that they become diseased and sick. And most consumers, when they hear about this, do not think it's the right thing to do. So we're hoping that the veal industry stops treating animals in such a way.
And the baby cows are killed while they're babies.
That's right. They're usually killed at about 6 months of age.
And we have a whole lot of veal consumption in this country, don't we, compared to foie gras?
Compared to foie gras, yes, we have a lot of veal consumption in this country, although it's still relatively small compared with, you know, chicken and beef and pork consumption. But still, you know, these calves, hundreds of thousands of calves are confined in these crates every year, and we want to see that stopped.
You mentioned a few seconds ago that when people have an opportunity to see what really happens in order to bring food to their table or certain items to their table, that they respond to it. Give us some examples of how people respond when they find out exactly what goes into making veal.
Well, I think when people hear about these calves taken from their mothers, you know, many of them have stopped eating veal. In fact, veal consumption has dropped significantly in the past 20 years because consumers have learned about it and they've decided they didn't want to eat it. We hope the same thing will happen with foie gras, and consumers will make informed choices and recognize that each time they spend a dollar, they're essentially voting to support and promote a particular food production system. So whenever we buy food, we should be aware of the consequences of our food choices.
And going back to Wolfgang Puck, because I really think that it's important when people do good things and do the right things that they need to be celebrated for that. One of the things that he's going to be doing at his restaurant, aside from no longer serving foie gras, he's also chicken and turkey meat that's served at his restaurants will come from farms that are compliant with progressive animal welfare standards. And you've been at the front line of pushing the concept of progressive animal welfare standards. Talk to us about some of the things that you have been successful in doing and moving people towards.
Well, one of the campaigns that was one of our first campaigns when we started in 1986 was to ban the marketing of downed animals. These are animals that are so sick they can't even walk. And they would literally be dragged onto trucks and taken to slaughter and killed and used for human food. So we have been trying to ban this practice, and just within the past week or two, the USDA made permanent a temporary ban they had put in place to ban the slaughter of downed cows for human food. Now,
God, that just sounds so basic.
It is so basic. You know, that's the thing. It is so basic. Now, some other areas where we have been successful are with ballot initiative campaigns. And these are different than the legislative process, because with the ballot initiative, you put the issue in front of voters who then have a chance to weigh in. And we were able to ban gestation crates in Florida in 2002. And gestation crates are 2-foot-wide metal enclosures where breeding pigs are kept for their whole lives, unable to walk or turn around or exercise or interact with other pigs or engage in basic natural behaviors. So those were an initiative passed in Florida in 2002. It goes into effect in a couple of years. There's a 6-year phase-out period, so it goes into effect in 2008. And we passed a similar initiative in the state of Arizona in November of 2006. It goes into effect in 2012. And we're looking to potentially do a couple of other initiatives. But these are...
So what I'm hearing, Gene, is that when you put these issues in front of the citizens and when you talk to them about it, we're not talking about lobbyists for the soda industry, lobbyists for the restaurant industry, regular citizens out there, when you put the information out there, they pass.
That's exactly right. You know, these practices are unacceptable to most citizens, and so we believe that a discussion is necessary and people need to be aware of what's happening. And with transparency, I think we will see change.
Where can people see this video that was sent to you about how geese and ducks are treated in this place here in Canada?
They can go to our website, and if it's not up right now, it will be up very soon. And the website is
www.farmsanctuary.org. www.farmsanctuary.org.
That's correct.
Gene Bauer, co-founder and president of A Farm Sanctuary, thank you so much for joining me this morning on the Wake Up Call.
Absolutely. My pleasure. Thank you very much for addressing these issues.
Take care now.
Thanks.
Listen, folks, this is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. We have much business to tend to. Well, let's get some more of it done. When we come back, I'll be taking your calls and comments and maybe giving away a film or two. Stay with me.
Look at somebody who's big boned and think that's just a euphemism for Twinkie enriched? Are you sick of the idea that we can go to war in Serbia and bomb the crud out of them, but we should stay out of Iraq? If the whole entire pop culture thing, Britney Spears, Super Bowl commercials, and all that stuff gets on your nerves, well, guess what? It gets on mine, too. So if you want someone to listen and understand, listen to me, Brett Rosen, every Tuesday, 10 a.m. on WGNU, 920 a.m.
This is Phil Person of Person Roofing. I'd like to introduce to you one of my customers, Joe Scoggins. Mr. Scoggins, how long ago did we work on your property?
It was approximately 8 to 9 years ago, Mr. Persons.
Okay, have you had any problems with your roof since that time?
Well, actually, about 3 weeks ago, I called you, and there was some water damage that was caused as a result of the storm last fall.
Okay.
And you were out the following day to do the repair work. And it was done in such a professional way that I would recommend you to any and everyone.
So how much did we charge you?
It was free, and it was done within a matter of 3 hours.
All right.
So I called you one day, and you were out the very next day, you and your son and his assistant, and you went up on the roof, and you accomplished the task within a matter of 3 hours.
This is Phil Person of Person Roofing. Our service starts when we complete your roof. Our number is 361-7127. You can call us day or night. 361-7127.
For the past several years, you've heard WGNU's community calendar of events going on in and around the area. Ever wonder where the information comes from? The majority of it comes from our listening audience. If your nonprofit organization would like help promoting its events and ongoing operations free of charge, send all necessary information to calendar@wgnu.net. Please send the correspondence 2 weeks prior to any events. WGNU reserves the right to edit or reject submissions for reasons of time and content.
The Struggle for Fairness on the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Thank you.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is phone number. Get to me. You're on the Wake Up Call.
Good morning, Liz.
Donna, good morning.
I'm great. I'm so happy to be talking to you this morning. I wanted to remind everyone that there is a board meeting tonight.
There's a school board meeting tonight.
Yes, at 7 p.m., and we are welcoming public comment. We want to hear what's on your mind.
What a refreshing thing to know that school board, that, and I guess that's what happens when you elect school board members, that you actually have some effort, and depending upon the school board, but effort to hear from the public.
That's right, that's right. It's very, very important at this time, because we have submitted several questions to Rick Sullivan, and we have yet to get a response, and hopefully we'll get a response tonight.
And also there are questions that are directed at Diana Borsa.
Right, but he has issued a letter stating that all questions were to come to Diana Borsa or himself, but we really, since he's the one that issued the directive, he is the one that needs to answer.
Oh, but don't you think that Diana Borsa needs to answer some questions, too?
Yes, she needs to answer, absolutely.
Because, I mean, the fact of the matter is,
yes,
is that,
true.
You know, I mean, the fact of the matter is that Rick Sullivan can try to provide cover for her all he wants to, but the reality, I mean, the question that we talked about on the school watch last week is, who do you work for?
Right. That's,
you know, and it's not up to Rick Sullivan to say, you know who you work for. Everybody knows who they work for, so that's a simple question with a simple answer. Who do you work for?
That's right. But we definitely want people to come out, because I know a lot of people are still concerned about their accreditation issue, about their children, what's going to happen. And with this dictator coming into office, we want people to understand that we're still out here fighting. We have a fundraiser coming up on Thursday, and I don't have the address. And hopefully when Peter comes on tomorrow, he'll have all that information to announce to the public.
Absolutely. And, again, the time for the meeting tonight?
7 p.m.
Very good. Donna Jones, school board member, thank you so much. And keep us informed.
Absolutely.
All right. Carphone.
Good morning, Ms. Brown.
Carl, good morning.
Good morning. I would just like to make a comment on your previous guest.
On the foie gras?
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes, yes. You know what, Ms. Brown? I was eating, and I just had to stop eating.
Mm.
Because I'm thinking about those animals, something being, a metal tube being inserted down your throat.
A metal tube being inserted down the throat of the animal in order to put food down in there, oil and grain in there, in order to fatten their liver to 10 times its normal size, in order to kill the bird and take out just the liver.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
To serve it up as some kind of appetizer at some expensive restaurant.
Well, now, what kind of society is this?
Mm.
You know what? As your guest was speaking there, I was thinking about, like, when you go to the hospital and sometimes, you know, the doctor or nurse would have to insert a plastic tubing down your throat
mm-hmm.
at times. And that's kind of irritating.
Wait a minute, Carl. Wait a minute. First of all, they don't do that without giving you some kind of drug so that you don't feel pain. First of all.
Right.
Second of all, it's not a metal tube that is rigid. It is a plastic tube.
That's right.
And despite the best efforts, the gentleness of the insertion, you are going to get scrapes and scars and cuts and pain from that unnatural act. Imagine what happens when you take a straight metal pole, hollow pole, and stick it down the throat of an animal.
That is so ungodly.
Yeah, well.
It makes you wonder, what kind of society, damn it, do we live in?
Mm.
This is sick.
It's horrible. It's horrible.
I just want to close out and say, you know what? I heard Ms. Farrakhan say one time, he said that this society is so sick it just needs to be buried. And I agree with that. It's just too sick.
Well, I don't know what that means. I don't know what that means, that it needs to be buried. What does that mean?
Well, you know what? You were so sick beyond, you know, maybe the fact of healing.
But
you just need to be just buried.
You're just sick. But here's the thing to me. Like, if I can see the sickness, if you can see the sickness, if we're seeing laws that are based on petition initiatives by organizations like Farm Sanctuary that are putting, when they put the issue in front of the citizens and not the businesses, citizens say no. We don't want this type of, we don't want animals to be treated like this. It's not that society needs to be buried, Carl, because what my life experience has been is that when people get the correct information, they make the correct decisions. What is happening in our society is at the top, people are being kept from the correct information. We don't have a society that needs to be buried. We have industries that need to be buried. Businesses that need to be buried, not society, because again, once society gets the information, they make the right decision.
Right, you know, that's more so what I was saying. You know, you just cleaned it up, but that's what I was saying.
All right, now then, we on the same page.
Yeah, we are.
Okay,
all
Carl.
The time.
All right, Carl.
All right.
You
okay,
take
bye.
Care. 1-877-920-WGNU. And to that end, did you all know that there's about 67 million dollars that the teacher's pension fund has lost? Did y'all know that? All you pensioners, all you pension people that are getting money from the St. Louis public schools, your retirees, you know that they lost $67 million? Is the investment fund committee of the St. Louis public schools, all you retired people, are they looking out for your best interests? Not when you're losing $67 million. Well, there is a meeting on Saturday at 9:30. Looking for all current and retired employees and people that are planning on being retired within that system, you need to come to this meeting at 9:30 at 1020 North Taylor. This is sponsored by the International Urban Institute, the Education Committee. You need to come on out on Saturday. Find out about what they're not telling you. $67 million. That's what they're talking about. That's what word on the street is that's what the pension fund, that's the loss the pension fund has experienced. And are you receiving notices about what's going on with your pension fund? And what are your rights? This Saturday at 9:30, there's a meeting at the Firefighters Institute of Racial Equality at 1020 North Taylor, this International Urban Institute. You need to be there. You need to be there. Mary.
Yes, Donna didn't mention where the meeting is taking place tonight for the school board.
Okay, it's at the regular place at Carlane.
Carlane.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
I believe so. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up. Get up. Get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. And tell you what, I'm gonna do this at a little different date. I'm going to give away some of these films at another time. We don't have time right now to do it, but I will do it again. I will. So you need to just, you know what? You just need to keep listening. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. So much stuff going on. So much stuff going on. I might have a story about the Red Cross. Right here in the city of St. Louis, what the amazing stuff that they're now doing. Oh, I might have that story for you on Friday. There's just so much stuff going on. My name is Liz Brown. Tell you what, I'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. Until then, you know the drill. Stay strong.
Beg folks for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Feel me, brother. Help me, sister.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more famished. families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal. Yet many are denied equal treatment.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.